This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He's been forcibly medicated for months, so is Jared Loughner now mentally sound enough to plead guilty? His lawyers hope to convince a judge today he is. Eric Fuller, one of the 19 shot in last year's Arizona massacre.
What does concern me is that focus of attention is going to be on the victims. There's not going to be 1 ounce of prevention.
Loughner is accused of killing 6 and wounding 13, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Still a lot of grief in Wisconsin. Mourning the Sikh temple massacre. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Oak Creek.
The family of the man who shot and killed 6 before being shot and killed is reacting, Dave, saying they too are shocked.
My heart goes out to those people. I'm as devastated for them. All I can do is put them in my prayers.
Paige's stepmother, Laura, 3 people remain in critical condition. And as we learn more about who the gunman was, taking an active role in white supremacist groups, investigators tell us we still might never know for sure why, Dave.
Now, Jeff, after being out fundraised for a third straight month, President Obama puts a new label on his Republican rival. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
At a fundraiser last night in Stamford, Connecticut, the president talked about Romneyhood, that is, Robin Hood in reverse.
He'd ask the middle class to pay more in taxes so that he could give another $250,000 tax cut to people making more than $3 million a year.
A Romney campaign spokesman countered the president as the only candidate in the race who's going to raise taxes. Meanwhile, primaries in 4 states today, 3 Missouri Republicans are vying for the right to take on Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill. Dave, she's one of the Republicans' top targets this year.
Rich, a refinery fire last night near San Francisco is still spewing thick smoke. About 200 people have gone to the hospitals complaining of breathing problems. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through 2 things. Number 1 is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And 2 is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys.
I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
More than 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 9th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting their annual
Stop the Bus!
Yes.
School Supply Drive from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point. Help us
stop the bus
on Thursday, August 9th from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For more information on
stop the bus,
visit jlbcs.org.
There's a movement afoot in Texas, a movement, I tell you, that once it gets rolling will transform the entire state from Beaumont to Presidio, from Lubbock to Brownsville, and all points in between. Folks are tired of their 52-inch waistlines, their butt-filled ashtrays, their untoned muscles, and they're saying a very vocal
no!
And they're doing something about it together. Am I right?
Yes!
Communities are organizing farmers' markets. They're opening hike and bike trails in their parks and greenbelts. They're challenging each other to quit tobacco. And why?
It's fun!
That's right. It's fun to wake up feeling better every day. It's fun to know you're avoiding chronic disease and conditions later in life, like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and early death. So put down your French fries, cigarettes, and remote controls. Join the movement and give yourself a fighting chance to feel better today and prevent chronic disease later in life. And one more thing.
Long live Jackson!
Louder!
Long live Jackson!
Learn how to get your community going. Go to longlivetexans.com.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
WTAW News Time, 607, 77 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the upper 90s, we'll take a look at your forecast after this first look at news. It's brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Catch Me If You Can, the all-new Broadway musical, Ray Benson in concert, and much more. Visit mscopus.org. The College Station City Council has received a staff recommendation for the disputed location of a hike and bike trail. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
No opposition's been raised on two of the three proposed segments of the Lick Creek Trail. For months, the third leg has been disputed among members of the Spring Brook Homeowners Association. More than 2 months after the council asked HOA members to work out their differences, there's been no internal resolution. That has led staff to ask the council to place the Springbrook section along HOA streets. That goes against the majority vote of HOA members who offered to donate land along the creek bed, the on-street options desired by homeowners whose backyards are adjacent to the creek. Online at WTAW.com is the information given to the council for Thursday's meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A medical helicopter taking a patient from Bryan to San Antonio early Sunday had to make an emergency landing. Brad Deitzer is with PHI, the company hired by St. Joseph to run its air ambulance.
While transporting a patient to San Antonio, the helicopter lost a skid after making contact with an object, which we believe to be a radio antenna during flight. We recognize the extraordinary actions, focus, and skill of the crew aboard Med-12 out of Bryan, Texas, early Sunday morning that ensured a safe landing at San Antonio International Airport.
After the helicopter landed on three mattresses to take the place of the skid that was broken, the unidentified patient finished the rest of their trip by ground ambulance. Wednesday marks the 19th annual Feast of Caring fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Director Teresa Mangapura says volunteers are needed today for food preparation.
Volunteers would be chopping vegetables because there's a big thing of salad at the event, and then probably some of the peppers and things like that that will be cooked in with the rice and beans. So I think Tuesday is primarily chopping, what we call it, chopping day.
The prep work will be done at Epicure's Catering starting this morning at 10. There's no pre-registration, and you can stay as long as you want. Serving for the Feast of Caring on Wednesdays between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Advocates for social services are calling on Texas lawmakers to reverse budget cuts made during the last legislative session as the state shows signs of an early recovery from the recession.
This year, officials say tax revenue has increased about 13% higher than previously anticipated. And Linda Bridges, the president of the Texas American Federation of Teachers, says that's enough to pretty much restore all state budget cuts made to public education.
Well, if we remember, there's $5.4 billion was cut out of public education, which amounts to about $500 per student.
Bridges says there would also be more money to help restore programs in health and human services. There's some doubt that lawmakers will approve restoring funding where cuts have been made, though, as state leaders have expressed fear that revenue could unexpectedly dip again. Joe Gomez, TSN News.
The University of Texas, sued over its race-based admissions policy, is fighting back. In a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, the university claims its admissions policy is valid and legal. UT President Bill Powers says the policy closely follows the standards set out by the Supreme Court in 2003.
We have a very narrowly tailored and modest use of ethnicity in our admissions policies, along with many other factors that make for successful students in an holistic review.
UT is being sued by Abigail Fisher, who claims she was denied admission in 2008 because she's white. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in October. And the U.S. government has paid almost $1 million for part of a South Texas nature preserve for the border fence, drawing to a close nearly 4 years of litigation in one of the project's highest profile condemnation cases. The government took an 8.3-acre strip of land east of Brownsville for its fence, leaving most of the 1,000-acre property known as the Southmost Preserve in a no-man's land between the fence and the Rio Grande. The government has built about 650 miles of border barriers along the 1,954-mile U.S.-Mexico boundary. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It is 77 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by MSC Opus. Your forecast is next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40, shine on!
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. This event is for anyone looking to learn more about Waldenbrook Estates for themselves or loved ones. We will provide information about our community and the benefits and amenities of living at Waldenbrook Estates. This is a great time to ask questions and learn more about our community. Join us for our barbecue Thursday, August 9th at 11:30 a.m. Please RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045.
6:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure, it's going to be responsible for keeping the weather quite warm. Lots of sun again today, a high of 100. There is the potential for a thunderstorm later this afternoon. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tonight and 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy at 75 to 80. Thursday, some sun, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs on Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley Bombers win big again, and they've clinched a playoff spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they have. Yeah, they have. You'd give it up on them, Scott. I know.
Yeah.
Isn't this the league where five out of the six teams go to the playoffs?
Hush. No, actually, quiet. Just four.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, four out of the 16.
Yeah, there you go.
Like you're playing in the UIO.
Anyway, they're playing good or well, They're playing really nice right now. Weller. Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Olympics, too. Some Aggies are competing, and one's already competed today, as a matter of fact, because they got that strange time over there, you know. All that and more coming up in sports.
Now, they think our time is strange.
Yeah, so, you're right. So they think we're behind.
Now, they've got the playoff tickets ready. Do they have holograms on them again this year?
Because that counterfeiting, man.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're right. You got to watch for fake tickets.
And it'd be, you have to buy a package of all, how many of you, like two or three?
Nah, it's a one game semifinal and then best of three final.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So and you're one and done if you.
And when does that start?
Sunday.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
Looking
yeah.
forward.
There's four games left in the regular season, of
really?
Course.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You knew that, right, Jace?
Oh, yeah.
Marking them down.
What are you saying? Hey, yep. Hey, Thursday night is Gabe Bock bobblehead night. I knew that would give you a giggle.
Maybe they'll play some Eddie Gorm while they
they need to play some Eddie Gorm.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that when he had hair or the way he is now?
No, the way he is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
We have somebody sitting in today, so we need to behave.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we have to behave?
We'll introduce Kat. Kat, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. I was going to suggest that she go down the hall, and that way she can plug in
cat.
And listen.
Yeah, exactly. Just listen.
Is Kat in your room there, Scott?
She is, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. You wearing your big boy pants?
This is a first.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't play well with others, so anyway.
This is the best room. We've got Coke. We've got yogurt. Yeah. Kind of little cereal and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait till he breaks out the oatmeal.
Yeah, Scott and his weird breakfast.
Hey, it's better than sitting in the dark like yesterday watching Chase drink coffee.
Wow.
So there.
I have mood lighting.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, really.
You do have mood lighting.
I find fluorescent lighting to be offensive and intrusive.
So anyway, our story today does not come from Florida, amazingly enough. Today it comes from Nigeria.
That's a long way from Florida.
They're different over there. A Nigerian
murder... Well, they think we're different.
Once again, it's like the British time.
A Nigerian murder suspect
has... Has a rich relative and wants us to send him, $1,000 or something? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
That's right. Yeah, just send
accused
us
of killing his brother, told police investigators he actually had killed a goat.
Oh.
What, does his brother look like a goat?
No, which was then magically transformed into his brother.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
that happens all the time.
If I had a nickel every time I've heard that one.
Yeah.
the old goat brother thing.
Yeah, they look just alike.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
And I mean, and the jury probably nods as they're hearing the testimony.
That's right.
Oh, it's that one again.
Yeah, I nodded when I heard the story.
Last week it was a leopard, today it's a goat. Who knew?
Did you say a leper or a leopard?
I couldn't tell.
A leopard. Leopard, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Brother turns into a leper, you're just putting him out of his misery.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Now, boys, you're leaving mics on, so I could hear somebody coughing or something like that.
That
so.
Wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, it was me. Yeah, well, hey. Yeah, it was just a little throat clear, but I do that a lot.
Come on, Tom, home stretch, buddy. Let's go.
Are we asking too much? Really? Are we asking too much?
Yeah, but that's okay. Happy birthday to you on this August the 7th, if it's your birthday today.
This is National Lighthouse Day.
Oh, really?
We got one of those in Texas.
Yeah? Not
you like lighthouses.
I like lighthouses.
My wife likes lighthouses. Yeah. We have a book about lighthouses on our coffee table.
I have, by the way, I have like three VCR, you know, VHS tapes. Of course, I don't have a VCR anymore.
I was going to say,
so
you watch those often?
No, I don't. Yeah, they're right there collecting dust books.
I was going to say, I could tell you from experience, if you ever have a garage sale, those are going in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, today is particularly preposterous packaging day.
Why do we have to alliterate it?
I've been doing a lot of packaging.
And then it's also professional speakers day. Does that include us because we get paid to talk? Or?
I guess so.
Loosely.
All right, here we go.
It's birthdays for, the guy with the Ben Downs hairdo. Stan Freberg, the writer, producer, and humorist, much like Ben is, sure. You know, he writes, produces, and humors, is 86 years old today.
Yeah,
there you go. Another humorist, Garrison Keillor, turns 70 years old today.
I love Garrison Keillor.
He's a bit of a pill.
Yeah.
He's just a bit of a pill.
He looks like he might be a pill.
Well, you know, he was here. He came here, you know.
Yeah, he'd been here twice in the last, like, four years, right?
You know, and the local TV station says, hey, a radio station says, hey, you know, we carry your show. I mean, could you just come up?
No, he looks at his contract and said, I don't have to do that.
I did that for you once.
I'm only going to be in Bryan Station, Texas for one night, so there's no sense in endearing myself.
Yeah. But we're just down the...
David Duchovny, the actor, the X-Files, turns 52 years old today. And, said Garrison Keillor. Yeah, there you go. Alan Page, the Football Hall of Famer. Yeah, he came up on another list. Is 67
Cat's
years old.
Cat's not used to being around people this old.
I know. Yeah.
I've already done that one.
Unless she's doing volunteer work, right?
Yeah. Now.
That's right.
That was meant that as a compliment for you. It was.
All right.
Yeah, he's not used to this. Hey, Stan Freberg's birthday. Did I say Don Larson? He's 83. He threw the only perfect game in World Series history to date. Yeah, there you go.
You mentioned Alan Page. Alan Page left professional football, and I believe he was the one that went on to become a Supreme Court, a judge.
Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
In
the state of Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed he did. Charlize Theron.
Ooh.
Mm. You okay in there?
How you doing?
Yeah, there you go. He is 37 years old today. Now, this is a complete departure from Charlize. Is Wayne Knight, Newman, is 57 years old today.
Hey. He was a fringe character, and then it caught on. He obviously tested well, and you know, I'm sure he's making pretty good money.
Yeah,
probably so. There you go. And really, that's all I got I've heard of.
Not even close.
Not even close.
No.
Well, among the living, anyway.
B.J. Thomas.
Oh, raindrops.
Yeah,
keep
from
falling
Rosenberg.
On his head.
He's 70.
He's been here.
Yeah,
he has.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And really one of my favorite entertainers, Rodney Crowell. He's 62 today.
He used to be Johnny Cash's son-in-law.
He did indeed. Yes, it. All right, still.
You know who's dead and has a birthday? And the reason,
lots of people. He is not, because
he doesn't
dead.
Have a birthday.
Yeah.
He's not celebrating very much.
All right.
But Alfalfa of the R Gang comedies. The only reason I bring it up, you know what his real name was?
No.
Carl Switzer.
Hmm.
Yeah, I never knew that. I thought his name was Alfalfa.
Related to Barry.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And what Reid is doing, you know, we talk about Senator Joe McCarthyism. Democrats always like to throw that out there. When he had a list of people from the State Department who were affiliated with the Communist Party, and the list was imaginary, the charges were not true, and Joe McCarthy was disgraced. You hear McCarthyism. Here's Harry Reid. You know, have you no decency, Senator Reid? Have you no decency, President Obama? You're in charge of your campaign. Why haven't you spoken out? You have no problem lecturing the country repeatedly about tone and civility. You know, Reid invoked Mitt Romney's dead father, George Romney, when he said his poor father must be so embarrassed about his son, referring to George Romney's release of tax returns. Just pretty nasty and downright sickening.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A central banker says it's time to act. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A Federal Reserve official thinks it's time for aggressive action to boost the economy. Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren tells the Wall Street Journal the central bank should launch an open-ended bond buying program. He says it should continue until growth picks up and unemployment starts to fall. We're paying more when we pull up to the gas pumps. The government says the average nationwide price of regular gasoline is $3.64 a gallon. The price jumped nearly 14 cents in the last week. It was the biggest one-week increase in more than 3 years. And the price of some grades of gas could go higher still in some parts of the country. There was a major fire at a Chevron refinery in California last night. It could cause a prolonged outage. Stock market futures are higher. Stocks edged up yesterday. The 21-point gain for the Dow Jones Industrial was notable because it was the first Monday gain for the blue chips in 10 weeks. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY. Same deal, about 100 or so, 20% chance of showers. Didn't seem like there was anything that popped up in the neighborhood yesterday. Low temperature around 77, so we're kind of in the pattern. But look for a 20% chance of rain, at least in the forecast today, tomorrow, and on Thursday. Right now, The winds are calm, our humidity is 82%, and it's 78.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
If you think someone is lying to you, you can tell a lot by how they move their eyes. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
How do you tell if someone is lying to you? Well, it's a process.
You have to look for deviation from baseline, and that's the key thing. We look for what people do normally, and then we look for signs of stress, which are sometimes associated with lying.
Marianne Carinch, author of the book, How to Spot a Liar.
When people act a little differently, whether it's the way they answer a question or the cadence of their voice or their eye movement or some little glitchy behavior, if it's different from how they usually present themselves, that could be a sign, and then you probe after that.
How people move their eyes is a big clue.
As we baseline, we figure out how people's eyes are moving when they're remembering things and how they move when they're imagining things. So let's just do something quick here. What's the fifth word of the Star Spangled Banner? You may have moved your eyes. Most people do.
If you moved your eyes up and to the left, that means that's where you look for memory.
Now, let's just say I ask you where you were last night and you don't want to tell me, and you make up something, you're going to probably be looking up to the right, because if left is your memory side, right is going to be your imagination side. I see that in you, and all of a sudden, I think, you know, maybe I should probe this a little more, and that's when I go in with the questions.
Tomorrow, more ways to spot a liar. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 77 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the upper 90s with a slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Van Dyke Rincon Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A medical helicopter taking a patient from Bryan to San Antonio before sunrise Sunday morning ended with an emergency landing on three mattresses. Brad Deitzer with PHI, the company providing the service for St. Joseph, says a skid was knocked off after the helicopter hit a radio antenna.
PHI Air Medical will work with proper authorities to understand the cause and further details. We continue to learn about the facts and will share any appropriate information as it becomes available. Most of all, we remain incredibly grateful to the ground and air crews whose actions in a difficult situation allowed for a really good outcome.
After landing in the grass at San Antonio International Airport, the unidentified patient was taken by ground ambulance to their original destination. That is after the helicopter landed in the grass. Thursday's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to proceed with where to build a more than $4 million hike and bike trail. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
The council could end 4 months of debate by members of the divided Springbrook Homeowners Association. Staff is recommending one of three segments of the Lick Creek Trail to be located along streets in that HOA. That's the desired route of homeowners whose backyards are along the creek, and where a majority of HOA members wanted the trail. The council has not been approached by any opponents to the two remaining legs of what's officially titled the Greenway Trail. A map of the proposed route can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tuesday is chopping day for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. That's today. Director Teresa Mangapora says volunteers are needed at Epicure's Catering to help prepare for Wednesday's Feast of Caring fundraiser.
They're looking for volunteers to come in as early as 10, stay as long as they can or as little as they can. And I believe that they'll have people coming in and out helping throughout the entire day. Just come on in and say you heard about it from the radio and that volunteers were needed. You wanted to help the food bank out, get ready for Feast of Caring.
The 19th annual fundraiser to help pay operating costs is Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center. The University of Texas has responded to a lawsuit over its admissions policy filed by a woman who claims she was denied acceptance because she's white.
UT has filed its brief with the U.S. Supreme Court claiming that while race does play a part in admission, many other factors such as language, family, and socioeconomic background do as well. UT President Bill Powers says their admissions policy closely follows the standards set forth by the Supreme Court in 2003.
This policy allows us to gain the benefits of a diverse student body to
to benefit our students and the state of Texas.
The case is set for argument on October 10th. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
American Airlines expects to lay off 40 cargo workers at DFW International Airport next month. The Fort Worth-based airline has linked the job losses to the company's attempt to cut spending as it restructures under bankruptcy protection. American officials offered details in a letter to the Texas Workforce Commission on Monday that was released Monday by the TWC. They say 36 cargo agents and four coordinators would lose their jobs around September 21st. American in February had announced plans to eliminate about 13,000 jobs worldwide. The carrier has since backed off from some of those layoffs as it's negotiated new contracts with labor unions. Lawyers say a condemned Texas man is mentally retarded and should be spared from execution tonight.
10 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled the execution of those with an IQ below 70 is unconstitutional. Marvin Wilson, convicted of killing a drug informant 20 years ago in Beaumont, got a 61.
He sucked his thumb. He can't perform basic life tasks without assistance. He cannot read or write above a first or second grade level.
Wilson's attorney Lee Kovarsky says Wilson would own the grisly distinction of becoming the lowest IQ Texas prisoner put to death. Jefferson County prosecutors say Wilson tested above 70 when he was in high school and got the lower score after the high court's decision. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And a Texas woman who was found not guilty by reason of insanity after cutting off her baby's arms has been working at a store outside Dallas. Dina Schlosser made national headlines in 2004 after her 10-month-old daughter's death. She told psychiatrists God told her to do it. She was committed to a state mental hospital after her trial. Dallas TV station WFAA reports she was released in 2008 after a judge said she no longer needed hospitalization, but she was committed again in 2010. She was fired from Walmart Fran Terrell on Monday after WFAA told the company about the case. WTAW News time is 6:35, 77 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
The heat continues across the region. Partial sunshine for today, but again, there's some patchy cloudiness, which gives me some hope of at least isolated thunderstorms to cool a few spots off this afternoon, a high of 80. Becoming clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows down to about 75 to 80. Tomorrow should be partly to mostly sunny and hot near 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Gives Rob some hope. That's good, but he doesn't live here. So
no,
what
he doesn't.
Yeah,
really. Does he really care? Yeah, I mean,
what does his lawn look like?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, coming up in sports, we'll talk about the A&M offensive line with Coach B.J. Anderson and later with Jake Matthews. We'll talk about that. And, of course, Olympics, Aggies, and the Bombers have clinched a playoff spot. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh.
So now... You know, there's been some been some controversy about tax returns and whether or not they ought to be, you know, out there in public.
Well, yeah.
We can bring that you know, right in here to the Texas Tribune had a story about House Administration Committee Chairman Charlie Green sent a letter to his House colleagues on Friday saying, I'm not going to release my federal income tax returns because the Texas Tribune asked him to.
Yeah.
And he told his fellow lawmakers that they are, quote, under no legal obligation to do so, end quote. So just saying, you can't make me do it, which
you're right. I mean, you know, that's right there, Captain Obvious. I mean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Texas Tribune.
The law.
Yeah,
right. It's the law.
Yeah.
So
it's personal.
Yeah. Hey, that's by the way, did you see this yesterday? Jay Carney said President Obama would be willing to sign a bill exempting U.S. American Olympic medal winners from taxes.
That's right. Because besides the gold medals, I've got the story here. Besides the gold medals, they also get cash prizes.
Yeah.
25 grand for a gold, 15 for a silver, and 10 for a bronze, I think.
Yeah, and the bronze is worth $5, as we found out like 2 weeks ago. So
yes, yes.
It is. No, really, it is. That's what they, the actual.
That is the market value.
Yeah. If you take that into a pawn shop, Rick will go, yeah, I'll give you like a buck.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. The White House
has. I'm hoping for five. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah. How about two? No, I'll give you 50 cents. Wait a minute, you're heading the wrong way. The White House has no official position, by the way, on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's statements about Mitt Romney's taxes.
Well, no, because that's dangerous waters to wade into when you're in the big house. Well, that's a bad choice of words.
Yeah, just...
In the White House.
In the White House. Thank you. Okay.
So Reid saying this, though, I mean, if somebody with the IRS has given him some inside information about Mitt Romney's tax return,
somebody from Bain, I think, who was supposedly doing that, not somebody from the IRS.
Well,
somebody who had knowledge of his tax return, but not necessarily from the IRS.
I see.
Don't say anything bad about the IRS. They know where Nebraska is, too. Okay? now, did you hear on Fox News this morning that the president now has a new name for his opponent? Did you hear that?
No.
It's
what?
Romney Hood.
Oh.
Romney Hood.
Oh, as in Robin Hood?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He said he had asked the middle class to pay more in taxes.
I'm glad Tom explained it because I didn't get it.
Yeah, he could get it.
I didn't. I was like, Romney Hood?
Well, yeah. it's still early in the morning.
It's an old book.
They made a movie.
I'm only on my second cup of coffee.
Anyway.
Yeah, they made a really bad movie with Kevin Costner. How about that?
I remember that, yeah. Anyway,
did he wear a little green hat?
No, he had a really bad British accent.
He tried to have a
faded.
British accent like in the beginning of the movie. And
then just gave up.
Yeah, at the end. It wasn't worth it.
By the end, he's talking like Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Is this heaven?
No, it's Sherwood Forest.
Dummy.
Okay. Now, in every federal election cycle, a certain percentage of voters will switch parties and or sides that they support. And the cycle is apparently no different this time. A new Gallup survey of registered voters shows that 92% of U.S. Americans who voted for John McCain in 2008 plan to vote for Mitt Romney this fall, with just 5% switching to President Obama. They voted for John McCain, and now they're going to vote for Obama? Wow.
Yeah.
They must be getting a good check.
Yeah,
conversely, 86% of the president's supporters are planning to vote for him again. 9% are going to switch. So we'll see if that makes any difference. Just saying. All right, let's see what else. And I think that's...
Is that about it?
Romney's got more money than the Prez does. You know, he's been...
Romney's got more money than a lot of people.
Well, he does. That's true. But no, from a July fundraising standpoint.
I see.
New
money.
Yeah.
New money.
$101 million to $75 million. So there you go. And it says, however, Romney's money is still coming overwhelmingly from large donations. Okay. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi says that... Harry Reid had every right to say what he said about the taxes.
Nancy Pelosi said a lot of things.
Harry?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you mean that she's not exactly sure when life begins,
exactly.
That one?
Exactly.
And she doesn't believe that natural gas is a fossil fuel,
correct.
That one?
Correct.
Yeah, and we're not going to know what's in the bill until we pass it?
Until we pass it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't use makeup? Yeah, all those kind of things.
Yeah. My ears aren't touching?
Yeah.
I don't think she said those things.
No.
Let's be fair.
We might have put that in her mouth. That's
really, she sounds like this when she talks.
When she smiles, it sticks.
Yeah. You hear stretching sounds.
That's right.
Yeah.
The hair's in a perpetual bun.
It yeah. Just... and let's see what. Oh, and here you go. Dennis Kucinich obviously had nothing to do. Should all
Did he run for president this last time?
No,
I guess not. He's a Democrat, right?
Should all cell phones carry cancer warnings?
Dennis, like cigarettes?
Yeah, Dennis Kucinich thinks so, and he has introduced a bill to Congress, his Cell Phone Right to Know Act. Should he, I mean, don't they do it, you know, they're supposed to come up with these cute little
acronyms,
and so we should have done something like, you know, cheek scar or something. I'm not
well,
sure.
You could probably have done cancer. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, you probably could have. We should have talked to him about that. Anyway, it's the Cell Phone Right to Know Act, which would demand a study of cell phones and health, and also look at a wide range of signals that smartphones are now sending out, ranging from your basic phone signal itself to those Wi-Fis and the Bluetooth. You know, then there's microwaves. There's those high transmission electrical lines. I think we just need to go back to the dark ages and all have lumps of coal. What do you think?
Absolutely. Smoke signals.
Well, right. I mean, that way we don't have to worry about the cancer. I mean, that'd be just fine. So anyway, Dennis Kucinich is out there.
But then you're breathing coal dust, so you got to be careful.
Oh, all right. Well, then we'll put on masks to take care of that.
Oh, okay, good.
So come on down to Burger Bob's and order some heart disease. And grease those arteries and watch them clog. Our type 2 diabetes at Burger Bob's.
Want to avoid chronic disease? Eat more veggies and fruit and stay away from the bad stuff. You know what it is.
It's Sunday, 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 and you're feeling like a slug, slug, slug. Chained to your remote control like a giant couch potato. Keep watching and you'll see what a stroke feels like, or better yet, a heart attack.
Take a 30-minute walk every day, or take the stairs instead of the elevator. They're little things, but they work.
You can smoke, or you can dip. Put that cancer in your lip. It's to die for.
And stay away from tobacco at all costs. Do these easy things and you'll feel better now and prevent chronic disease later. Learn more. Go to longlivetexans.com.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Continuity is the password to most successful landscaping. Your gardens need to look like they belong to their surroundings. That's important when you're planning plantings to blend with the rest of your neighborhood. It's often just as bad to overwhelm landscapes around you as it is to drag them down by mediocrity. I'll be back with details of how you can tie your landscape to living spaces right after this message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95. $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. You want your landscape to fit comfortably with your interior surroundings. If you're looking out the window of an Eastern Colonial, you probably don't want to see a yucca and cactus rock garden. And if you're in a Southwestern Contemporary, white picket fencing near the entryway wouldn't be your very best choice. Envision your entire lot as a unit. Think of it as a picture hanging on a wall. The landscape is the frame, and the house with its exterior and interior decor, the house becomes the artwork. Let the landscape complement the structure and its furnishings. As you're doing all of that lot-sized planning, think too about your home being one in a grouping of other pieces of art. Keep that neighborhood style flowing. Make sure your neighborhood's landscapes work as a team. Plan block improvements where they're practical. Perhaps decorative street lights or trees in a median are possibilities. Maybe it's nothing more than a community-based cleanup project for the spring or in the fall. That works well too. Let's address some specifics of tying your landscape to the interior, and we'll start with the entryway. Remember, it's a place where you make your first impression for all who visit your home. If your home is casual, so should the entryway be casual. Should be bright and cheerful, graciously and safely welcoming all who visit. Use container color and fragrant plants. A little night lighting is beautiful. Your backyard, however, will be where your family will spend most of its outdoor time, so the patio will be the focal point there. Make sure it's at its best. If it's too small, enlarge it with pre-poured concrete stones or bricks or interlocking concrete pavers. If it's too sunny, build a cover or plant a shade tree. Be careful, however, that the shade doesn't block the much-needed summer breezes from cooling the patio at its prime season of use. As you landscape around your patio, remember that you usually want to be able to see across it and out into the rest of your gardens as you look from the house. Don't screen it with tall shrubs unless there is some special privacy problem with tall buildings or hillsides nearby. You want to have a natural transition from your living room or den through the doors, out across the patio, over a low bed of flowers or ground cover, and onto the back landscaped area. You can inject a feeling of depth and spaciousness by using primarily greens and blues in the color scheme and put a piece of garden art toward the back of the yard to draw the eye all the way across. Frame the view with taller plants off to the side and use your color intelligently. Let it be the focusing point of the outdoors. Art forms in the landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Tuesday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Time for a first look at sports. It's 6:51, and the sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, one of the Aggies' strong suits this year is expected to be the offensive line, where Luke Jokel, Patrick Lewis, Cedric Ogbe, and Jake Matthews all are returning starters. Scott Clendenin visited with offensive line coach B.J. Anderson yesterday about their attitude coming back to a new system.
With the talent level and the expectations on this offensive line, is it nice to see that guys worked this hard and didn't, you know, weren't complacent going into senior years for, you know, a couple of those guys and a draft prospect that they didn't sit back and rest on their laurels?
Yeah, I mean, their skill set's high, but, you know, you get to know those guys personally, and they're high character guys, and it's not just one guy here or two guys. That whole group is a bunch of high character guys, so they're going to bring it. They're going to put the work in for you, and we're lucky to have them.
That'd be Cedric Obwehi, by the way. The Aggies open the season 3 weeks from Thursday against Louisiana Tech in Shreveport. At the Olympics, it was a seventh-place finish for Aggie Demetrius Pender in the 400 yesterday. This morning, Aggie Wayne Davis II, running for Trinidad and Tobago, finished fourth in his 110 hurdles heat with a time of 13.52, and that is good enough to advance to tomorrow's semifinals. The current medal count has China with 64, 31 of them gold, the USA with 63, 29 of them gold. Russia has 42 medals, but just 7 are gold. Former A&M pitcher Brooks Raley has made it to the bigs. He was called up yesterday by the Chicago Cubs and will make his major league debut tonight when the Cubs play at San Diego. The lefty from San Antonio finished at A&M in 2009 and was a sixth-round draft pick. He was...
This is a test of the emergency alert system. In the event of an emergency, this system will bring you important information. This test is now concluded.
And as we said, former A&M pitcher Brooks Raley has been brought up to the big leagues. He was called up yesterday by the Chicago Cubs. Will make his major league debut tonight when the Cubs play at San Diego. The lefty from San Antonio finished at A&M in 2009 and was a sixth-round pick. He has been with the AAA Iowa Cubs. The Brazos Valley Bombers clinched the second-half championship in a playoff spot last night with a 10-0 win over Alexandria at AMB Ballpark. It was Brad Porras' show as he went 3-for-4 with a double, a home run, and 3 RBI in the win. The Bombers 8th in their last 10 games. 4 Bomber pitchers combined for the shutout. The Bombers are 18-8 in the second half of the season, and that's 4.5 games up on the Woodlands with just 4 games to play. The Bombers could take over first place in the overall standings with a 2-game sweep of the East Texas Pumpjacks in Kilgore tonight and tomorrow night. The Aggie volleyball team will start its season at home with the A&M Invitational August 24th. Yesterday, they were picked to finish second behind LSU in the SEC West. The coaches' vote had Tennessee winning the East and winning the SEC title. The Aggies will open SEC play September the 14th at home against Ole Miss. Lori Corbelli is starting her 20th season as the Aggie head coach. And Terrell Owens is coming back to the NFL after 1 year on the sidelines. Owens had a tryout with the Seahawks, and then they signed the 38-year-old receiver. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2010. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville at 6:55 for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This summer at Schlitterbahn Galveston Island Water Park. Shoot through white water rapids, challenge your friends on a surfing wave, race on the dueling uphill water coasters, plummet down thrilling speed slides, cruise lazy rivers, sip on tropical drinks in a heated pool, and be a kid in fun-filled watery playgrounds. 22 acres of tropical water park paradise are yours to explore and enjoy. Plus at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today and make the most of your summer fun.
At Schlitterbahn, it's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Drew, Dr. Drew Is It True, about general health and our well-being, and Linda Kapuzniak about our nutrition. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cherry Rufino with your local real estate market update. Currently in our community, interest rates are averaging 3.75%. That's as low as it was when our grandparents purchased their homes. Locking in now will give you an average of $20,000 more buying power. And remember, there's money available. With a credit score of 640 and only 3.5% down payment, you can start your home buying process today. Thank you for voting Coldwell Banker United Realtors, the best of the Brazos for 9 years. And remember to have a safe and happy summer.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing.
Well, another hot one today in the entire week. Actually, we've had a break this year, certainly compared to last year, but your utility bills are never as low as you want them to be. That's where the folks from Intercon come in. You make a call, 823-3639. They'll come out. They'll have a look at your windows. Now, sometimes those windows need to be replaced. Maybe just repair it and we'll take care of it. But here's what I know is they'll come out, the folks at Intercon, they'll have a look at the window situation. They'll give you an estimate. And then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon because they're a home-owned company. They've got a quality product at a fair price, and they've got hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers. And you can be one of those satisfied customers. All you need to do is make a phone call to Intercon, and they'll take it from there. Never any high pressure. And again, a quality product at a fair price, and you're dealing with hometown people. So if your utility bills are higher than you want them to be, give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639, and they'll take it from there.
Hello, Brazos Valley. This is Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility again to let you 89-2005.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature today about 99 degrees. Low temperature tonight around 77. We'll continue that pattern all through the week. There's a chance of showers all the way through Thursday. We'll see if it happens. Right now, it's 78. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He wants to admit he's a killer and avoid a possible death sentence.
After more than a year of mental treatment, Jared Loughner is expected to plead guilty, admitting to the Tucson shootings that killed six and injured 13, including Gabrielle Giffords.
That's Miriam Garcia with Fox TV affiliate KSAZ. Now, that's if today a judge allows Loughner to plead guilty, as he's still dealing with a mental competency issue. Now, why did Wade Page go on a killing spree to seek Temple? Investigators are looking through his white supremacist writings as Oak Creek, Wisconsin still mourns. And Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is there live.
We spoke to a woman who was at the Temple Sunday witnessing loved ones gunned down. She says she hasn't slept since.
It's bad. I'm really scared. I don't want to go there anymore.
And one of the six killed Sikh Temple President Sadwat Singh Kalika, who fought the shooter to protect others using a simple butter knife. Meantime, another man who's being called a hero, Lieutenant Brian Murphy, who along with two others remains in critical condition. Tonight, Dave, people of all faiths are expected to come together for a vigil planned for this community.
Jeff, President Obama will be out collecting more campaign cash in Washington today, but Mitt Romney keeps out fundraising him. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Now, the president tells followers via Twitter he can win even if he's outspent, but he needs to close that gap, the gap about $26 million last month. Meanwhile,
it's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
The president in Stamford, Connecticut last night seizing on a study that says Romney's tax plan would mean de facto tax cuts to people making $3 million or more and a net tax hike to middle and lower income people. Romney's people say the president's the only one in the race trying to raise taxes, Dave.
Now, Rich Mitt Romney will be campaigning today in Illinois and Iowa. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight. You can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900. 1900.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee, and so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hello, Texas. We're talking to folks about the power to choose electric providers. Pearl, did you know you can switch providers?
Well, I've been married 3 times. That's 3 providers right there.
Electric providers, Pearl. Go to powertochoose.org for a list of the electric plans in your area. You can save up to 15% on your bill.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Powertochoose.org also has green plans and tips to save electricity.
I just love green.
Sponsored by the PUC and Ayrton cooperation with the TAB and this station.
WTAW News Time, 7:05, 77 degrees right now at the studios. Highs in the upper 90s. Slight chance of showers this afternoon. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. It's brought to you by the folks at Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council has received a staff recommendation for the disputed location of a hike and bike trail. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
No opposition's been raised on 2 of the 3 proposed segments of the Lick Creek Trail. For months, the third leg has been disputed among members of the Spring Brook Homeowners Association. More than 2 months after the council asked HOA members to work out their differences, there's been no internal resolution. That has led staff to ask the council to place the Spring Brook section along HOA streets. That goes against the majority vote of HOA members who offered to donate land along the creek bed, the on-street options desired by homeowners whose backyards are adjacent to the creek. Online at WTAW.com, see information given to the council for Thursday's meeting. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A medical helicopter taking a patient from Bryan to San Antonio early Sunday morning had to make an emergency landing. Brad Deitzer is with PHI, the company hired by St. Joseph to run its air ambulance.
While transporting a patient to San Antonio, the helicopter lost a skid after making contact with an object, which we believe to be a radio antenna during flight. We recognize the extraordinary actions, focus, and skill of the crew aboard Med-12 out of Bryan, Texas, early Sunday morning that ensured a safe landing at San Antonio International Airport.
After the helicopter landed on 3 mattresses to take the place of the skid that was broken, the unidentified patient finished the rest of their trip by ground ambulance. Wednesday marks the 19th annual Feast of Caring fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Director Teresa Mangapora says volunteers are needed today for food preparation.
Volunteers would be chopping vegetables because there's a big thing of salad at the event, and then probably some of the peppers and things like that that will be cooked in with the rice and beans. So I think Tuesday's primarily chopping, what we call it, chopping day.
The prep work will be done at Epicure's starting this morning at 10. There's no pre-registration, and you can stay as long as you want. Serving for the Feast of Caring is from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center tomorrow. Advocates for social services are calling on Texas lawmakers to reverse budget cuts made during the last legislative session as the state shows signs of an early recovery from the recession.
This year, officials say tax revenue has increased about 13% higher than previously anticipated. And Linda Bridges, the president of the Texas American Federation of Teachers, says that's enough to pretty much restore all state budget cuts made to public education.
Well, if we remember, there's $5.4 billion was cut out of public education, which amounts to about $500 per student.
Bridges says there would also be more money to help restore programs in health and human services. There's some doubt that lawmakers will approve restoring funding where cuts have been made, though, as state leaders have expressed fear that revenue could unexpectedly dip again. Joe Gomez, TSN News.
University of Texas, sued over its race-based admissions policy, is fighting back in a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. The university claims its admissions policy is valid and legal. UT President Bill Powers says the policy closely follows the standards set out by the Supreme Court in 2003.
We have a very narrowly tailored and modest use of ethnicity in our admissions policies along with many other factors that make for successful students in an holistic review.
UT's being sued by Abigail Fisher, who claims she was denied admission in 2008 because she is white. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in October. The battle over a container ban in New Braunfels is heating up again, and it looks like the fight will end up in Austin.
A New Braunfels judge tells River Outfitters and others opposing the disposable container ban on the Comal and Guadalupe rivers they can sue the city. Mayor Gail Pospisil says the city's outside counsel filed a motion to appeal the judge's decision, which was made Saturday.
The judge signed that order, so now this will be going to the Third Court of Appeals in Austin for a decision on whether or not the judge's decision was correct.
Pospisil says it may be a few weeks to a couple of months before the appeals court in Austin hears the case. The container ban went into effect January 1st of this year. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
And a University of Texas study has found more seismic activity in areas near Dallas where natural gas drillers have built high-volume injection wells to handle drilling wastewater. The report highlights a possible connection between seismic activity and the pumping of wastewater into underground wells. It doesn't link hydraulic fracturing or fracking to earthquakes. They found 67 earthquakes within 1.9 miles of a well, more than eight times as has been reported by the National Earthquake Information Center. In June, the National Research Council report also documented more earthquake risks near injection wells. WTAW News Time is coming up on 7:10, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Flooded room from a broken water line, kitchen fire with smoke damage, storm damage. No one knows when a disaster is going to occur. Hi, I'm Weston Souza of Paul Davis Emergency Services of Bryan College Station. We are the local professionals in immediate response to property damage emergencies to get your home or business back to normal. If your property has suffered damage due to water, fire, smoke, or storm, call Paul Davis Emergency Services at 979-446-0001 or visit us online at pdescollegestation.com. Your emergency, our response.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure, it's going to be responsible for keeping the weather quite warm. Lots of sun again today, a high of 100. There is the potential for a thunderstorm later this afternoon. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tonight and 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy at 75 to 80. Thursday, some sun, the chance of a thunderstorm, highs on Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Texas Rangers are kind of in a slump. They're 5-5, their last 10. They've lost two in a row, but they still have a five-game lead in the American League West over the LA Angels. The Astros lost again last night. And what's that? Loss number 74 for the season. We'll talk about that. Olympics, Aggie football, and more coming up in sports.
Made it almost an hour and 15 minutes into the show.
Well, yeah, we want to save this. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's, does it? It is Music Tuesday, but this isn't music.
No. It's our Olympic thing. That's been. Kat is with us this morning. Kat, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Scott?
I'm fine. I just
the pleasantries are over. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine too.
Well, no.
How are you?
Weather's
nice.
I'm really having people in here with me.
I believe though that Kat, you lived in England for a while.
I did.
Yeah, not recently. Is that right?
Well.
Well, she's young. Nothing's happened that long ago.
It was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were they already in Olympic Twitter over there? Were they already excited about the Olympics going on?
No. I mean, I do remember when it came up that, they might have the Olympics in London coming up. But while I was there, I was so busy studying. But they do have something really cool called Eurovision that I never heard about until I was over there.
And yeah.
It's sort of like the Olympics, but it's everyone from Europe gets together and they have this intense sing and dance off, and some of it is crazy.
It's like Euro's Got Talent, is that what it is?
Well, it's called Eurovision, but yeah. They've been doing it since the 60s, I think. But if you really want a good laugh, you should go onto YouTube and look up Moldova 2010. That was one of my favorites. I mean, it's funny, but it's also just really interesting. Yeah. I also really liked Serbia, but they just have some crazy costumes and music. And
did she
really
just say Serbia? She played the Serbia card.
I'm offended.
You said you were studying in England. What were you studying?
I was studying 19th century studies, so basically British history and literature from 1790.
Well, Tom and I were talking about that just the other day.
That's right.
Yeah. I was asking Scott.
I found the conversation to be a bit pedantic, so I walked away.
That's right. I was asking Scott how his thesis was going.
Okay, so now you're not watching the Olympics. Are you watching the Olympics at all?
Well, actually, I'll tell you a secret. My television, I don't have a plug in the wall to plug it into, so my TV doesn't get...
Where do you live, Kat?
We have electricity. I don't know if you've heard. It's really a neat thing.
No, I mean, you know, the round kind of plugs that... to get the signal or whatever.
Like a cable, you mean?
I can plug it in. Coax. I watch movies on it, but I don't have that kind of little
coaxial
outlet.
Cable. You also have to pay for that. You know, it's not like you just, if you have the wire, that's usually not good enough.
You can't string it from the neighbor's apartment.
You have to frown on that.
Yeah, you have to companies actually take money and they provide programming for you.
Oh, then I'm saving money.
Oh, there you go. All right, yeah.
It also explains the mystery of why you can't see anything on television.
Yeah, look, it's all black and white and snowy.
Must be the Winter Olympics.
God. You have aluminum foil on the rabbit ears?
NBC's ratings in the female 12 to 17 demo.
Cat's out of that one.
Yeah, is that
she's closer than we are.
Yeah. Is that a key demo?
What, 12 to 17?
Females 12 to 17?
Well, no, they spend a lot of money at that age, I'm sure.
At 12?
I mean...
They're using mom's money.
Scott, have you ever had a daughter?
No, I haven't. No. Okay, God knew.
No.
Best not to. Yeah. Anyway, the 12 to 17 demo of soared during the first 7 days of the London Games compared to Beijing.
Oh, well, it was gymnastics.
Is that it?
Of course, in Beijing it was gymnastics too, so that doesn't count.
They're saying analysts are crediting the strong performance of the U.S. women's gymnastics.
That's what draws them in.
I had several friends put up pictures back from 1996 when the last time the women's gymnast won.
Really?
Yeah, apparently when you were a kid, you dress up in a gymnast outfit and pose with your friends and pretend you're the team.
You didn't do that?
No, sir.
Okay.
I know. You're going to have to break her of that.
Reach across and roll up a newspaper and smack her on the head. And, no, but also apparently there's some Lithuanian swimming star. And did the men's basketball team win?
Yes.
Okay.
They won much easier this time over Argentina.
As it should be.
Sure. Yeah, so now some guys show off their tattoos or their muscles when they go into a bar, but not Michael Phelps. No siree. Abe brings along some of those serious conversation pieces. TMZ.com reports that he actually is enjoying the nightlife of London, flashing his 2 silver and 4 gold medals. How about that?
That's a little me-ism, isn't it? I mean,
excuse me.
Well, think of maybe he's afraid that it'll get stolen out of his hotel.
Could be that.
You never know. So people carry their passports with them everywhere.
He probably should be afraid somebody gives him the beat down and steals them.
Yeah, no. Mom could keep them in her purse.
A little bit of one-upsmanship going on there, though. I mean, I've just got these 2 things right here.
Yeah, well, why didn't he bring all 22 of them, you know?
Residents in Cambodia say a 42-foot log has...
I think we're moving on.
Yeah, we are. All right, wait, what? You want me to play the Olympic thing again?
No.
Please don't.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay. Tried to do that only once a day. Anyway, residents in Cambodia say a 42-foot log has magical powers. According to my favorite source, Weird Asia News, hundreds have been making the pilgrimage to the Persat province daily. Visitors ask the log for winning lottery numbers or to cure their sicknesses.
Don't we all?
This is in Cambodia. To show their respect, they bring offerings like pig's heads and whole boiled chickens.
Cold-boiled chicken.
It's Cambodia. The log first got attention after several locals reportedly touched it and won the lottery.
Well, of course.
Okay. Got that right there.
Well, how much is the Cambodian lottery?
I mean, what is the Cambodian lottery?
How much does it take for you to want to play the Cambodian lottery?
Is it a super lottery?
All the boiled chickens you can stand?
Wow, look at that. The lottery's up to $200. Yeah, we got to do that. All right. Okay. For a limited time only. I don't know. Have you tried a famous bowl, Kat? Have you tried a famous bowl?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, well. I'm sorry.
It's time you got learned.
Yeah. It's not that famous.
Yeah, it's a big part of orientation
around here.
We have an all-you-can-eat contest.
We do.
What, did Brian broadcast it?
Yeah, we do. What they do is they take the container for the famous bowl and they put, this is a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, I could do that.
Whoa.
She got excited really fast.
She did.
All right, you just said Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You start with mashed potatoes, okay? Put those on top of there.
That's not enough, Scott. What else could you do?
Well, you could. Yeah. Why don't you put some corn on there as well? Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
go ahead and carve it up a little bit.
But how big is a Super Bowl?
That term was taken. They couldn't use it.
It's the famous bowl. And then they put chicken parts on there.
Is there chicken skin on the chicken parts?
What do you think? That's all there is.
Sure.
Well, I did have some gizzards at Bush's Chicken, but I wasn't a big fan.
No. Did the president have a chicken place? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's right. We named a street after the chicken place.
Yeah. Anyway, so you have
Bush's Chicken Drive.
That's right. So you have the mashed potatoes, you have the corn, you put the chicken parts, the cheese and a gravy all together.
Mm.
And then they give you a spoon.
Uh-huh. A spork. That's right.
Then you get yourself a Diet Coke.
In the drive-in window. Uh-huh. And then you go out on the road. And, I mean, think about this. To be able to eat something that delectable while you're driving down Texas Avenue at 42 miles an hour, I mean, it sounds to me like it'd be a lot of fun. You too?
Well, maybe. Okay. If you would just give me a little bit more information about chicken parts.
Well, no, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
About, like, you beaks or what are you talking about?
Beaks.
Do you want to go into any fast food restaurant and start asking a lot of questions about the content of the meal? I mean, that's just not a smart thing to do.
Well, wow. not to mention the compelling looks you'll get back from the staff on hand.
Exactly. So. Now, and by the way, while we're talking about this, in many restaurants, now the famous bowl is available with a meal as well. We don't know what that means. Maybe you get a biscuit.
But you get a side.
Yeah, you get some hash browns or something.
Some parfait?
Some more potatoes.
Can I get a parfait?
Hash browns on a parfait.
Yeah. Anyway, for a limited time only, Wendy's restaurants in Japan offering a $16 burger with ingredients such as lobster, foie gras.
Or foie gras.
Foie gras.
What is foie gras?
It's goose liver.
Ah, yeah.
Truffle sauce and caviar. That's in the burger. Okay.
At Wendy's.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be good.
I don't know. Man. We just figure here in America, you give the kid an extra buck, he'll put two strips of bacon on there. It tastes a lot better. A lot better than that. Okay. A guy in Omaha, Nebraska, finally ready for his first wife at age 74.
Who broke him? Slow with a pick.
Really? Somebody got through.
Jerry Andreessen has spent most of his life collecting antique cars. In fact, buying and maintaining his 90 vintage autos.
Oh, you know what it was.
She better be 24. Yeah.
You know what it was. Mama died. That's what happened.
Is that right?
So now he's got.
Y'all are not even considering that maybe she has a lot of antique cars
or a lot of money.
Yeah. Or she is antique.
Yeah.
No, she's 24. How antique could she be? Yeah. Anyway.
Is she really 24?
No. But Jerry's now hoping to. No, he hadn't found one. He's just looking.
He's officially on the market.
Yeah. He said with those 90 cars to take care of, and I guess he finally got them all fixed up the way he wanted them. He didn't have time to date women.
He needs somebody to wax all the.
But Jerry is now hoping that he's going to be able to find what's missing all these years. He plans to sell all of his cars and use the money to attract him a spouse.
He's going to go flash dating. That's what he's going to do.
Speed dating, you mean?
Yeah, whatever that
is. Yeah.
Flash dating might get you arrested.
Yeah, flash dating may be something completely different.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
That's 268-1407 for Arentz Family Dentistry today.
August is a great time to head to your neighborhood half-price bookstore and sell your stockpile of summer reads for cash. Money in your pocket, another chance for others to enjoy your favorites, whether it's books, music, movies, comics, even games and gaming consoles. It's how Half-Price Books has been doing business for 40 years, and it's why they have such a fantastic selection of used books as well as their amazing new books on any subject. Half-Price Books is buying more than ever from book lovers like us every day, more than 750,000 books a week nationwide. They'll make you a cash offer, not credit, on everything you bring in. They don't pick and choose. They try to donate what they may not sell to organizations around the world. It's simple. Bring your stash to Half Price Books. They'll be happy to bring them in, they'll check them out, and you'll have your cash offer. So make room at your place by selling what you've already enjoyed at their place. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
You know, even though David Gardner's has been around for 30 years, one of the things that David still enjoys doing is designing a piece of jewelry. And, I mean, he's done a lot of them and takes them and kind of tweaks them, changes them, personalizes them. But he's always got a pencil with him, and grab a piece of paper, and he'll come up with some sort of a new idea. And that has really been one of the great things about David Gardner's, because it goes from pencil and paper actually to a creation, and it never leaves right there at 911 University Drive, because they've got a foundry in the back where they throw the metal part of the jewelry. And then, of course, you see the jeweler's bench as you go in, and you can actually watch them build a piece of jewelry. And if things are right, you may be able to actually watch them build your piece of jewelry in each part of the process. And that's kind of a fun thing at David Gardner's. Now, one of the things that they have that makes David Gardner's unique is that they have the VIP Club from David Yurman. Now, you can get David Yurman jewelry in a lot of different places all over America, all over Texas. But people join up, and they join the VIP Club at David Gardner's, and what they do is they gain points by buying David Yurman jewelry items. Now, they have some months that are double points, like birthday and anniversary months, and as a result, then you can cash in those points the next year and get a discount. So, you know, if you're just starting to gift jewelry, David Yurman's a great place to start, and David Gardner's is a great place to find that. They're your authorized Rolex dealer as well. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
This Friday night, Riviera Salon and Day Spa invites you to their most decadent spa party ever. The Goddess Night Out Party is a night of friendship and tranquil celebration where you and your goddesses can relax poolside, sipping sangria and enjoying hors d'oeuvres before and after a heavenly 30-minute spa treatment like the Grecian Goddess Hairstyling, the Fountain of Youth Mini Facial, or Medusa's Keratin Hair Treatment. Call Riviera and make your reservation for the Goddess Night Out this Friday, 5 to 8. Call 693-0350 now. 693-0350.
It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com. About 99 for a high temperature today. We'll continue that all week long. About 77 will be our low temperature. There will be a 20% chance of rain both during the day and at night all the way through Thursday. Right now, 82% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 78 degrees out there. Rush right around the corner.
Flooded room from a broken water line, kitchen fire with smoke damage, storm damage. No one knows when a disaster is going to occur. Hi, I'm Weston Souza of Paul Davis Emergency Services of Bryan College Station. We're the local professionals in immediate response to property damage emergencies to get your home or business back to normal. If your property has suffered damage due to water, fire, smoke, or storm, call Paul Davis Emergency Services at 979-446-0001 or visit us online at pdescollegestation.com. Your emergency, our response.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Amtrak is a loser. Except for the Boston to D.C. route, they hemorrhage cash on every line they run.
But due to political malfeasance, Amtrak is never held accountable for their shoddy performance as a private sector company would be. A new government audit has found that over 10 years, Amtrak has lost almost $1 billion on its food and beverage operations alone. That's right, on trains with a captive consumer audience, Amtrak can't even sell food at a profit. Reason one is waste. Reason two is employee theft. There's so much theft, they can only estimate how much, from $4 to $7 million annually. Reason three is labor costs. When you total in labor, Amtrak loses a trainload of cash, an added 60% on each item sold. Amtrak charges $9.50 for a hamburger, but with labor, the real cost to the taxpayer is $16. They're losing $6.50. That's right, your federal government via Amtrak can't even make money off a $10 burger. And that's just the food and beverage side, folks. You'll never be told what this government-sponsored boondoggle costs you overall. Now, meanwhile, the Democrats in California are spending tens of billions to build another rail system with no guarantees of ridership and no controls against the kind of performance that we're getting from Amtrak. Why? Easy. Taxpayer money funds labor unions. Democrats are all aboard for campaign donations until they reach bankruptcy. The end of the line.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. An ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank account, stole everything, even your retirement. And then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Well, it's because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available. LifeLock Ultimate. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity and your good name and your credit. Those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts, though, if you are not a member. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call them. Use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% off. 1-800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810. One more time. 1-800-444-2810.
Howdy. This is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 79 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, upper 90s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A medical helicopter taking a patient from Bryan to San Antonio before sunrise Sunday morning ended with an emergency landing on three mattresses. Brad Deitzer is with PHI, the company providing the service for St. Joseph, and says a skid was knocked off after the helicopter hit a radio antenna.
PHI Air Medical will work with proper authorities to understand the cause and further details. We continue to learn about the facts and will share any appropriate information as it becomes available. Most of all, we remain incredibly grateful to the ground and air crews whose actions in a difficult situation allowed for a really good outcome.
After the helicopter landed in the grass at San Antonio International Airport, the unidentified patient was taken by ground ambulance to their original destination. Thursday's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to proceed with where to build a more than $4 million hike and bike trail. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a preview.
The council could end 4 months of debate by members of the divided Springbrook Homeowners Association. Staff is recommending one of three segments of the Lick Creek Trail to be located along streets in that HOA. That's the desired route of homeowners whose backyards are along the creek. and where a majority of HOA members wanted the trail. The council has not been approached by any opponents to the two remaining legs of what's officially titled the Greenway Trail. A map of the proposed route can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today's chopping day for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Director Teresa Mangapora says volunteers are needed at Epicure's Catering to help prepare for tomorrow's Feast of Caring fundraiser.
They're looking for volunteers to come in as early as 10, stay as long as they can or as little as they can, and I believe that they'll have people coming in and out helping throughout the entire day. Just come on in and say you heard about it from the radio and that volunteers were needed. You wanted to help the food bank out, get ready for Feast of Caring.
The 19th annual fundraiser to help pay operating costs is tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center in Bryan. The University of Texas has responded to a lawsuit over its admissions policy filed by a woman who claims she was denied acceptance because she's white.
UT has filed its brief with the U.S. Supreme Court claiming that while race does play a part in admission, many other factors such as language, family, and socioeconomic background do as well. UT President Bill Powers says their admissions policy closely follows the standards set forth by the Supreme Court in 2003.
This policy allows us to gain the benefits of a diverse student body to benefit our students and the state of Texas.
The case is set for argument on October 10th. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
American Airlines expects to lay off 40 cargo workers at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport next month. The Fort Worth-based airlines has linked the job losses to the company's attempt to cut spending as it restructures under bankruptcy protection. 36 cargo agents and four coordinators would lose their jobs on September 21st, on or around September 21st. American in February announced plans to eliminate about 13,000 jobs worldwide, but the carrier has since backed off from some of those layoffs as it's negotiated new contracts with labor unions. And lawyers say a condemned Texas man is mentally retarded and should be spared from execution tonight in Huntsville.
10 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled the execution of those with an IQ below 70 is unconstitutional. Marvin Wilson, convicted of killing a drug informant 20 years ago in Beaumont, got a 61.
He sucks his thumb. He can't perform basic life tasks without assistance. He cannot read or write above a first or second grade level.
Wilson's attorney Lee Kovarsky says Wilson would own the grisly distinction of becoming the lowest IQ Texas prisoner put to death. Jefferson County prosecutors say Wilson tested above 70 when he was in high school and got the lower score after the high court's decision. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 735, 78 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, it's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
I pressure it's going to be responsible for keeping the weather quite warm. Lots of sun again today, a high of 100. There is the potential for a thunderstorm later this afternoon. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tonight and 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with temperatures approaching 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy at 75 to 80. Thursday, some sun, the chance of a thunderstorm. Highs on Thursday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Aggie Wayne Davis II of Trinidad and Tobago has finished fourth in the 110 hurdles heat and has advanced to the semifinals in London. We'll talk about the Olympics, where China still leads the U.S. in total medals and gold medals. That and the Brazos Valley Bombers clinch a playoff spot.
Oh, yeah.
So that and more coming up in sports.
It's us and Kat's with us this morning. Hey, Kat, how are you?
Kat's here.
I'm still fine.
Okay.
Scott.
Yeah. Well, they're people.
How's the weather, Kat?
But they're people. They're people lovely. Who didn't know that you'd been here.
Okay. That's what,
hello.
Well, it's just pretty exciting. I thought I would call in just before the start of Music Tuesday.
Yeah, right. Broadcaster of the year.
My name is.
He's the general manager.
All of this is true.
Think you gonna get away
with
it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Dow.
Excuse me, I'll have to wait just a moment while my goosebumps go down.
Yeah, and ours too.
I just, you know, I got the word from Chase yesterday, and Chase, I just wanted to tell you that we're going to miss you after the 19 years that you put in with us. Retirement is very important to people.
Right. No, Mr. Downs, I'm moving to Nebraska.
Your grandkids are important tonight.
That's right.
I applaud your decision to be with family.
He's confused again.
I know.
No, they're both leaving.
Together.
They're both leaving.
Yeah, they're
really. Tom is leaving. Tom is leaving.
There's a slight level of confusion. Okay, the tall old one's leaving, right?
He's leaving. He's leaving
on
the 17th.
Mr. Downs, they're both tall and old.
Very nice. Very nice.
Shot from the grassy knoll.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And then Chase is leaving at the end of the month, so they're both leaving.
Within like 2 weeks of each other.
That's the way it looks on the calendar, yeah.
Have you been off your meds, Scott?
No, you know, that's...
You know, and after all this time, I thought this kindler, gentler Scott DeLucia thing was going to work out.
No. Obviously, I'm...
We all know better than that.
Yeah, I'm hell to work with, so that's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But I quit first.
And I just couldn't stand to be upstaged.
Yeah.
So you're leaving the end of the month, eh, big guy?
You were correct, sir, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is this? You guys get together and you say, this will age Ben. I mean, I realize it's probably not all about me, but there has to be some component of cruelty, I suppose, built into this somewhere.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just couldn't stand working with Scott another month.
Right.
That's it. Yeah.
That was it.
I just, as I put in my letter to you, I just hope in a year I'm not asking you if you need someone to scrub the toilets again. So.
Is it possible we could, you know, like whenever Tom's out, you could come back and fill in for him, Chase, and when Chase is out, Tom, you could, by remote control, fill in from Nebraska or something like that?
Sure.
It would be perfect.
Sure. As long as I can come on about, you know, 7:45, something like that.
Yeah. They're in the central time zone also, so you don't get any benefit, do you?
No.
So there you go. And we'll, you know, we already know, and then Chase can tell us more about where he's going after that. That's the horrible thing about media is you think you know these people, and then suddenly they're yanked out of your life. You don't know what happened to them. You know, did they end up on the third rock from the sun or what?
I think it's cool that Chase is leaving news and going into public relations for a company that sells gas. But I'm just
right.
saying. I'm
it's
just
natural
saying.
For someone who's already full of hot air.
I'm just saying that all those awful sophomore jokes that you guys have been telling on the air have prepared him for this job unlike any other, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chase, we are going to miss you. However,
miss you guys.
I will, speaking on behalf of Microsoft Word Office 2010 spell checker, not having to write you notes anymore will give it one less opportunity to put the little red squiggle underneath a word.
That's right. That's
right. Thank you so much. It's Ben Downs, the general manager. And it is Tuesday, after all.
Right.
And
A message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25.
Mm-hmm.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical.
Yeah,
like
don't we all?
Treadmill kind of stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to do that
and
dry. You know.
So far, since 6 o'clock,
what?
All I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes. And
yeah,
stuff.
It's okay. It's me and Chase, and we're leaving.
They were funny.
Deal that happens
on it's all right. You want to put up with us much longer.
Tuesdays. That it's not going to be that way every morning. I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Sure. Oh, we're glad you do.
Don't worry about calling me back.
No.
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio.
Other than
just,
stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah.
No. You
know,
it's not that important.
Yeah. That's not that pressing.
Pressing.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. Yeah.
Oh, feel the burn.
No, not yet.
Well, I feel the burn.
That's just breakfast coming back on.
Yeah. That's just that cream of wheat.
There we go.
Yeah.
Move your body out on the floor. Put your troubles aside. Start living. Anybody can let go.
has she got that little thing on her forehead again today, you know, to wipe up the sweat? If she's a
headband, you mean?
Yeah, that's the one.
That little thing on her forehead.
I know it's a stretch. It doesn't exactly tell you exactly what it is.
Yeah,
but,
right, yeah. It's true. Right. Yeah,
there you go.
No, don't do that. You're working out. You can't be drinking. Hello?
Who would have ever known that one phone call got two guys fired?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Boss couldn't put up with it anymore. He's just two even, guys laughing at their own jokes.
Yeah, well, that's what it was, is it reminded him that was all we were doing.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, getting paid for that.
Those idiots just entertained themselves for 3 hours.
Yeah, so that's and as a result, she called up to let us know that she wanted us doing something else. Lisa Marie Presley.
Is she here, too?
She's gonna be
is she going to be on the show?
Golly, move over, Kat.
Just okay.
Lisa Marie's
Maybe
here.
Maybe I should quit.
Hey, the budget for the show just went up considerably.
The phone call away. That's it, yeah.
She'll build us some palatial new, or build you guys some palatial new, palatial studios. So.
She's going to be in Memphis for Evis Week.
Well,
it's the 30th,
I bet she's been there before.
It's the 35th anniversary of Daddy's death, see. So.
Oh, that's coming up this month, isn't it? Yeah.
Be at the memorial concert on August the 16th. I mean, Tom, right there as you leave. Right there as you leave. Right about your leaving time.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Along with her mama, Priscilla, Lisa Marie will also be a part of a panel discussing on the 17th called Conversations with Elvis Behind the Stage. Thousands of fans from all over the world make the pilgrimage to Memphis every year. Been to Memphis, Kat?
No, sir.
Okay. Neither. Well, I have, but I haven't. I just didn't quite make
it
to Graceland.
You don't remember it? I made it to Graceland. I've been there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saw the TV that he threw something through.
Uh-huh. I guess he shot it, I thought.
Yeah, he shot it. That's right. Yeah, he threw a bullet through.
If you can't remember it, then you didn't appreciate it.
Well,
I mean,
it's been a long time.
There are people who give their eye teeth to go there, and here you are not even remembering correctly.
Come out dabbing their eyes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sniffling. Going, come on, hon, let's go over to the gift shop.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
It can be exciting. It can also be very stressful talking about buying or selling a home. This is probably your largest investment. If you are selling your home, you want to make sure you get as much of that equity out of it as you can possibly do. But if you're buying one, you want to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can. Zweiger & Associates partners with their buyers and sellers. They listen to their wants. They listen to your likes. They listen to your dislikes. And they want to make sure you are taken care of, whether you are buying or whether you are selling. Now, they can't make sure that the process is seamless, but they will do everything that they possibly can to make sure that it goes as smoothly as possible. They've been around for a long time, a lot of experience. Zweiger & Associates knows how to anticipate those little hiccups that start to add up after a while. So they make sure the transaction goes as smoothly as possible. Whether you're buying a home or whether you're selling your existing home, find out what Zweiger & Associates can do for you. It'll blow you away. Zweiger & Associates, ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit ChildsDermatology.com.
Musicology.com.
What would you do if you were in charge of a $20 million instrument? I'm Dr. Julie Slattery with Focus on the Family. The legendary Antonio Stradivarius made approximately 1,000 musical instruments during his life in the late 17th century. Considered the finest violins, cellos, and guitars ever produced, only 650 still exist. Every professional musician just longs for the honor one day of playing one of these fine instruments. Well, recently at Spain's Royal Palace in Madrid, a Stradivarius cello worth more than $20 million broke after it accidentally fell off a table during a photo shoot. Now that's a bad day. How do you let a $20 million instrument just fall off a table? You'd think that when you're dealing with something that valuable, you'd be a little more careful. Well, we've been entrusted with something just as valuable as a Stradivarius. Our families are just as precious as that rare cello, and even more so. We may not treat them that way, but they are. Valuable family relationships fall off the table often because of distraction, neglect, and even selfishness. In the same way that we would expect people to protect and take care of a fine instrument, we should also watch over our most valuable relationships. Take time to nurture your marriage and your children. Your family is just as irreplaceable as a priceless Stradivarius. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Dr. Julie Slattery.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
One more time, let's look at sports. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:50. I'm Tom Turbeville. One of the returning starters on the Aggies offensive line is junior Jake Matthews, who is part of the Matthews A&M tradition. His older brother, Kevin, finished in 2009. His younger brother, Mike, is an incoming freshman at A&M. And, of course, their dad is NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews, who Jake says is like a second coach.
I call my dad after every practice. He loves hearing what's going on. He wants to know how we're doing. He wants to know what we did good on, what we messed up on. He loves hearing it all. So Mike and I give him a call usually right when we get home. And it's pretty beneficial. I've told a lot of people it's like having a second coach. I've got Coach Anderson here, and then I go home. Any little things I just forgot to ask him or things I know that he might be able to help me with, I can call him up. Hey, what do you think about this? And it's a big advantage to have.
Aggies open their season 3 weeks from Thursday in Shreveport against Louisiana Tech. Aggie football coach Kevin Sumlin and the Aggie football team will host an Aggie Fan Appreciation Day. It'll be this Saturday at 11:45 at Kyle Field. Part of the practice will be a scrimmage situation. Gates 4 and 5 at the southwest corner of the stadium will be open at 10:30. Fans will enter the west stands there between Needham Steed and the first deck of the west side of the stadium. And just like the maroon and white spring game, fans should not bring cameras. At the Olympics, it was a seventh-place finish for Aggie Demetrius Pinder in the 400 yesterday. This morning, Aggie Wayne Davis, the second of Trinidad and Tobago, finished fourth in his 110 hurdles heat with a time of 13.52, and that was good enough to advance to tomorrow's semifinals. The current medal count has China with 64, 31 of them gold. U.S. has 63, 29 gold. Russia has 42 total medals, but only 7 of them are gold. Gymnast Gabby Douglas is back in action today in her final event at the Olympics. Already a 2-time gold medalist, the 16-year-old is looking for gold in the women's balance beam. The semifinals are on tap today in women's beach volleyball. Both U.S. teams are still alive with the duo of Carrie Walsh-Jennings and Misty May Treanor. facing the defending bronze medalist team from China. The number two U.S. team is April Ross and Jennifer Kessie. They're facing the reigning world champion team from Brazil. In track and field, there are gold medals to be won in the men's 1,500 meters, the men's high jump, the women's 100-meter hurdles. And the U.S. women's basketball team has a quarterfinal game with Canada, and the women's volleyball team is facing the Dominican Republic. After squeaking out a 5-point win over Lithuania last time out, Team USA regained its shooting touch in a 126-97 basketball win over Argentina, and that puts the Americans in the medal round in basketball. Team USA next plays Australia in Wednesday's quarterfinals. The U.S. women's soccer team beat Canada 4-3 yesterday. That victory secures a spot for the two-time defending Olympic champions in the gold medal game, where the Americans will take on Japan on Thursday. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers clinched the second-half championship of the TCL and a playoff spot last night with a 10-0 win over Alexandria at AMB Ballpark. It was Brad Porras' show as he went 3-for-4 with a double, a home run, and 3 RBI in the win. The Bombers 8th in their last 10 games. 4 Bomber pitchers combined for the shutout. The Bombers are 18-8 in the second half of the season, and that's 4.5 games up on the Woodlands with just 4 games to play. The Bombers could take over first place in the overall standings of the TCL with a 2-game sweep of the East Texas Pumpjacks in Kilgore. They'll play there tonight and tomorrow night. Aggie volleyball team will start its season at home with the A&M Invitational on August the 24th. Yesterday, they were picked to finish second behind LSU in the SEC West. The coaches' vote had Tennessee winning the East and winning it all. The Aggies will open SEC play September the 14th at home against Ole Miss. Lori Corbelli starts her 20th season as the Aggie head coach. Former A&M pitcher Brooks Raley has made it to the big leagues. He was called up yesterday by the Chicago Cubs and will make his Major League debut tonight, starting for the Cubs at San Diego. The lefty from San Antonio finished today in M in 2009, was a 6th-round pick that year. He has been with the AAA Iowa Cubs. And the Rangers and the Astros both lose yesterday. Boston beat the Rangers 9-2, but the Rangers still have a 5-game lead in the American League West. The Astros lost their 74th game of the year. The Washington Nationals beat them at Minute Maid 5-4. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. It's 7:55. I'm Tom Turbyville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. If you're a business owner, the folks at Suddenlink have solutions for you, just like they do for your home. They have ways for you to save money and control your costs. You want to grow, and Suddenlink can grow right along with you with their phone service. The great thing about Suddenlink phone service for your business, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased, and you get to keep the phone number that you may have had for years. Just like at home, you can bundle and save. Their business phone service starts as low as $29.95. That includes unlimited local and U.S. long-distance calling, plus call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and more. And then you bundle that with Suddenlink Business High-Speed Internet. You've got a great combination, and you have a fixed cost. You know exactly what it's going to be every month. Remember that you could be saving up to 30% as opposed to the phone company. You get your email delivered on your voicemail, and you get crystal clear connectivity. Plus, of course, there is always support if you need it for any reason. You go to suddenlinkbusiness.com to get your online chat support. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. Have your phone bill in front of you so that you can get a cost comparison from them right then. So go ahead and do what you want to do. Grow your business and let Suddenlink Business grow right along with you.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer.
That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about a minute till. Okay, here we go, guys. We've got the proof. We always wondered.
Yeah?
It says here why drinking beer and screaming at your husband is good for you.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says. Wait, we have somebody else who can say what besides that. you have Miley ready?
What? Yeah. That sounded like the same.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus for you.
Yeah, Kat did pretty good on that one.
Women's Day highlights a few things that we've been told to shy away from. Drinking actually a huge cup of coffee or two motivates you to take action and fix what's wrong. And finally, ladies, drink beer. That's right. Beer. Yeah.
That's Scott's old college line.
It has disease-fighting antioxidants, iron, and dietary silicone. It's good for you. 8 o'clock.
Makes you better looking, too.
Brian, yeah.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Did the medication work? That's up to a judge who will consider if Jared Loughner is now capable of admitting he's behind last year's Arizona shooting rampage. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live in Tucson.
Dave, a hearing on Jared Loughner's mental state was scheduled for today anyway, but now the court says the judge will...
We've lost our connection with Jessica, but the issue today is Loughner and his attorneys are arguing now that he's mentally competent and able to plead guilty in the case. The rampage last year left 6 people dead and 13 wounded, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. An Ohio man's due in court today after an autopsy on his wife. Police say John Wise shot Barbara in a possible mercy killing in an Akron hospital's intensive care unit. She was declared dead on Sunday. President Obama will campaign today in Washington, urging his supporters to step it up or they're in trouble, as Mitt Romney keeps out fundraising him. The president also has a new nickname for his Republican rival, Romney Hood.
He'd asked the middle class to pay more in taxes so that he could give another $250,000 tax cut to people making more than $3 million a year.
What's Mitt Romney's response? Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live, where he'll soon campaign Elk Grove Village, Illinois.
Romney's camp says the president is going to raise taxes on the American people and has used taxpayer dollars to grow government. The former Massachusetts governor, back from a weekend at his vacation home in New Hampshire, first stops at this parts manufacturing plant in suburban Chicago, where he's expected to talk about the economy. He then heads into the city for 2 fundraising events before flying to Des Moines, Iowa for a fundraiser and an event there tomorrow. Dave?
Jennifer, a music legend, has reportedly died. Marvin Hamlisch won a Pulitzer for a chorus line. He also won Oscars, Emmys, Grammys, and Tonys. The Wrap reports the 68-year-old Hamlisch collapsed and died after a brief illness. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot, and it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner's not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevCheck's have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972, and there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1946, Acme Glass has been here. Two locations, one in downtown Bryan, one in College Station, across from the main entrance at A&M. And, of course, when you have a problem with glass, you need to get it replaced. Usually you need to have that done pretty quickly, and that's one of the things that Acme Glass can do for you, whether it's for your home, your car, or your business. For instance, if you need to get a piece of glass in a front door for a business, then they can get there in short order. Had them do that for us a couple of years ago. Get there quickly, get it done, and get on the way, because obviously you've got to have that front glass intact. And as you know, whenever there's some sort of a glass replacement, there could be issues as far as safety is concerned and certainly security. Now, for your vehicle, same thing. Maybe you've gotten a side glass broken out, and they can take care of that for you. And actually, do a little bit of work on your mirrors if they need to, or the automatic windows. They have experience in that, and they'll be glad to help you. And no matter what, Acme Glass has two locations that are open a half day on Saturday. So if you need a piece of glass that's cut to size, or your vehicle is tied up during the week and Saturday is the only time you can get the work done, they'll be glad to do that for you. Again, since 1946, they're here to serve you. It's Acme Glass, downtown Bryan on Main Street, and in College Station across from A&M.
WTAW News Time, 8:05. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today in the upper 90s. Slight chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station City Council has received a staff recommendation for the disputed location of a hike and bike trail. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
No opposition's been raised on two of the three proposed segments of the Lick Creek Trail. For months, the third leg has been disputed among members of the Spring Brook Homeowners Association. More than 2 months after the council asked HOA members to work out their differences, there's been no internal resolution. That has led staff to ask the council to place the Spring Brook section along HOA streets. That goes against the majority vote of HOA members who offered to donate land along the creek bed, the on-street options desired by homeowners whose backyards are adjacent to the creek. Online at WTAW.com, see information given to the council for Thursday's meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A medical helicopter taking a patient from Bryan to San Antonio early Sunday morning had to make an emergency landing. Brad Deitzer is a spokesman for PHI, the company that runs the helicopter with the St. Joseph logo on it.
While transporting a patient to San Antonio, the helicopter lost a skid after making contact with an object, which we believe to be a radio antenna, during flight. We recognize the extraordinary actions, focus, and skill of the crew aboard Med-12 out of Bryan, Texas, early Sunday morning that ensured a safe landing at San Antonio International Airport.
After the helicopter landed on three mattresses to take the place of the skid that was broken, the unidentified patient finished the rest of their trip by ground ambulance. Wednesday marks the 19th annual Feast of Caring fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Director Teresa Mangapura says volunteers are needed today for food preparation.
Volunteers would be chopping vegetables because there's a big thing of salad at the event, and then probably some of the peppers and things like that that will be cooked in with the rice and beans. So I think Tuesday's primarily chopping, what we call it, chopping day.
The prep work will be done at Epicure's Catering starting this morning at 10. There's no pre-registration, and you can stay as long as you want. Serving for Wednesday's Feast of Caring is between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Advocates for Social Services are calling on Texas lawmakers to reverse budget cuts made during the last legislative session as the state is showing signs of an early recovery from the recession.
This year, officials say tax revenue has increased about 13% higher than previously anticipated. And Linda Bridges, the president of the Texas American Federation of Teachers, says that's enough to pretty much restore all state budget cuts made to public education.
Well, if we remember, there's $5.4 billion was cut out of public education, which amounts to about $500 per student.
Bridges says there would also be more money to help restore programs in health and human services. There's some doubt that lawmakers will approve restoring funding where cuts have been made, though, as state leaders have expressed fear that revenue could unexpectedly dip again. Joe Gomez, TSN News.
The University of Texas, sued over its race-based admissions policy, is fighting back. In a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, the university claims its admissions policy is valid and legal. UT President Bill Powers says the policy closely follows the standards set out by the Supreme Court in 2003.
We have a very narrowly tailored and modest use of ethnicity in our admissions policies, along with many other factors that make for successful students in an holistic review.
UT's being sued by Abigail Fisher, who claims she was denied admission in 2008 because she's white. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in October. And the battle over a container ban in New Braunfels is heating up again, and it looks like the fight will end up in Austin.
A New Braunfels judge tells River Outfitters and others opposing the disposable container ban on the Comal and Guadalupe rivers they can sue the city. Mayor Gail Pospisil says the city's outside council filed a motion to appeal the judge's decision, which was made Saturday.
The judge signed that order, so now this will be going to the Third Court of Appeals in Austin for a decision on whether or not the judge's decision was correct.
Pospisil says it may be a few weeks to a couple of months before the appeals court in Austin hears the case. The container ban went into effect January 1st of this year. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:10. It's 83 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
It's 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
The heat continues across the region. Partial sunshine for today, but again, there's some patchy cloudiness, which gives me some hope of at least isolated thunderstorms to cool a few spots off this afternoon. A high of 80, becoming clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows down to about 75 to 80. Tomorrow should be partly to mostly sunny and hot near 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, you found out at the end of last hour that drinking beer, ladies, is good for you. So now that you know that, that should make you all feel better. Tomorrow marks the opening of the world's first pizza history museum.
That's Ooh, cool.
Yeah. Really? With some old pizza?
Well, no, I didn't.
Yeah, really. Pulled it out of Scott's couch.
Thanks.
off the ceiling.
There, that's right. Drew. Really? Oh, that box under the couch. Oh, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look, there's still food in there. The Pizza Brain Restaurant will open its doors. And
did you say Pizza Brain?
That's what it's called. Yes. Will open its doors. Combination museum and restaurant will feature hundreds of pieces of pizza memorabilia that has been amassed over the years. A collection which has gotten the owner, Brian Dwyer, recognition in the book of Guinness Book of Records. He owns more than 500 promotional and other items related to pizza. His entire collection won't be on display all at once. He plans to rotate pieces in and out so that the exhibit will always be fresh.
Hmm.
What was that?
Somebody had a right idea. Yeah.
Very nice.
All right, it's time now for Jethro Trivia, and we have a studio full this morning.
Somebody will get the right answer.
Well, no, they could take the same guess, and it would be, you know. So we have
that'd be first.
That's right. Our guest champion always, Lee, is here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Okay, and then slide that. There we go. And there's Julie from the chamber. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. Well. How are you?
Excellent. Okay, so here's Will, and of course, Kat's here. So here we go.
How are you, Kat?
See, you've already got
fine,
pushed
thanks.
In the back burner. Did you hear that dismissive tone in his voice?
Yeah.
That's the ray of sunshine that is working with Scott every day.
You know, I like Scott.
There, see?
Yeah. Well, for
but,
now.
But it's one day.
You're the one.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Uh-huh. We're not off the air yet. So.
It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little series on culture, pop culture, and recent current events. It's fun to play, easy to win, easy to play, fun to win.
Tom, is there wagering? Yeah. No, there's no wagering. Wagering. Uh-uh.
Today's topic is Olympic mania. Okay, in order of answer, then Tom, you'll go first, then Chase, then Julie, then Leah, then Kat. Okay, so Olympic mania.
Gotcha.
A dedicated Olympics fan has taken it upon himself to provide Olympic athletes with what? A, miniature British flags. B, fourth place medals. C, customized Speedos. Or D, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Once again, a dedicated Olympics fan has decided to provide Olympic athletes with miniature British flags, fourth place medals, customized Speedos, or Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Tom.
In the opening ceremonies, a bunch of them had the miniature British flag, so I'm going to go with that, saying that somebody supplied them with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chase?
I think the miniature British flags, I don't think it's that. I'm pretty sure there's not a Chick-fil-A in London.
Probably not.
And even then, it would have been open on Sunday, so yeah, it would be kind of difficult to do that.
Yeah. Oh, listen, he's trying to act like he's putting a lot of thought into this.
Yeah.
What was the third one? The
Speedos.
Speedos. No, you want
I'll B. I'll go with not bloody likely on that one, too. Okay. I think if he's a diehard Olympics fan, he's probably mushy enough. He's given out fourth place medals.
Okay, all right.
It's like, you know, tungsten or something like that.
All right, now we've talked this to death. Julie, are you still awake? Do you have an answer for
I'm
us?
I'm still awake.
Okay.
And
here.
My answer is I'm going to have to go with the fourth place medals
okay,
as well.
Okay, all right. So. Okay, Leah, all right.
I'm going to pick the flags with Tom because Speedos,
okay.
Please don't.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not everyone's blessed by Speedos.
Yeah, I don't want to see that weightlifter from Kazakhstan wearing a Speedo.
Poor judgment, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what's your answer?
I think I'll go with A, the flags as well.
Okay, well, dedicated Olympics fan David Mitchell using his own money to provide customized fourth place medals.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. Suck it, nerds.
Yeah.
Yes, to those, that's right, to those athletes who finished just a little bit short. Each medal will be engraved with the athlete's name and the phrase in recognition of your fourth place Olympic
It's a participant
game.
Medal.
Yeah.
That's
it's
right.
You have a green ribbon on
Is
it.
Is he sure that's not going to make him feel worse?
That's kind of what I would think. I'm out of the money.
Congratulations. You're the third loser in this race.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So
that's
there we
right.
go. All right. So it's 8:15. Time to talk animal shelter business. You're on.
Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
I'm excited to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on in your neck of the woods.
Well, the animal shelter has been busy as usual. We are not completely overwhelmed like we sometimes are. Probably back in May, we were ridiculously overwhelmed with puppies and kittens. We have some fosters coming back available for adoption, so we're still seeing some kittens in and out of the building. So if you're interested, you can definitely come by and take a look at them. We still have some puppies around as well. I think all the Maltipoo puppies, for those that were aware that Maltipoo.
Maltese crossed with a poodle.
Designer
Scott.
Dog,
Thank
Scott.
You. Okay.
Designer
got it.
Dogs.
All right, got it. Okay.
It was just somebody's whoop somewhere down the line, and they needed a marketing scheme.
Yeah.
So I believe all of them have been adopted, but for whatever reason, we've been seeing a lot of those small terrier, scruffy terrier mixes and so forth come in. So if that's your style dog, you might want to check back with us regularly. We have two more adult size of those similar type dogs. So if you're interested in something like that, you might want to come by. We are gearing up for Wienerfest, which is in October. That's October 27th. And if someone adopts a dachshund or already has a dachshund, Scott, or three or five.
Her parents have a dachshund.
Yeah, we have a dachshund, too.
Yeah.
But do they have a herd?
Yeah, really?
No.
Not yet.
We just have one.
Okay.
Yes, that's good.
But she's
one's a good number. So If you want to race your dachshund, we have Wienerfest coming up October 27th. We have the Bark Leaders new fundraiser that we have going on. So sign up your dog if you think your dog has what it takes to be this year's animal shelter representation. We're going to have them out. They're going to be our animal shelter celebrity out at all sorts of events and so forth, repping the shelter. So you can find out more of that information on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can find the Bark Leaders have, of course, a whole Facebook page dedicated to themselves. And you can find that information. You set up an online First Giving site, and people donate there. And whichever dog raises the most money is this year's Alpha Bark Leader. And then we have a senior and a junior as well.
Is there going to be a prize for the fastest wiener dog?
There always is. The dachshunds have dachshund-ish trophies.
Yeah, they do. They break it down by age group and things like that. There's several.
It's not just one big race. It's six in a race.
Yeah.
And all broke down by age group. And then there is the Wanna Be a Wiener race as well for those non-dachshunds that want to run. And the costume contest is open to all breeds of dogs as well. So definitely need to mark your calendar and plan on coming out just to watch. There's a lot of vendors are not even specifically dog-related vendors. We do have some of the rescue groups we work with as well. So we do have things for every person that's a dog lover.
Okay. Well, if any of our listeners is just totally inspired and enthusiastic about this event, is there a good number they can call, like right now?
Right now, no, because we're closed.
Could get a machine.
Yeah, we do open. Your best bet is to go to our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org. Go on Facebook, search Wienerfest, search the Bark Leaders on that as well. Again, there's all links to this from our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org.
All right, thanks a bunch. Visit with the folks on Tuesday from the Animal Shelter on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. And as you know, Julie's here this morning from the Chamber too. So what's happening in y'all's world?
Well, we always have a bunch of things going on at the Chamber. So the first thing I want to touch on, our Community Impact Award luncheon is today. That's at Briarcrest Country Club from 11:45 to 1. And this is honoring historically underutilized businesses in the area who have made a significant impact on our community. Our winners this year are Veritas and United Solutions. So congratulations to them. Tickets are $20 per person or $200 for a table. Obviously, it's the luncheon is today, so from what I understand, we're pretty much full, but if you absolutely would love to join us, give us a call at the Chamber, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Great.
All right, our next business after hours is Thursday, August 16th, so that's next week. And as always, 5:30 to 7 in the evening, and as always, again, free to attend those. Come mix, mingle, eat, drink, have a good time with other business people in the community. Also, this one is going to be at the Eagle, and from what I understand, they are going to be giving away some really cool prizes, and you get to go in and see the press room and all of that fun stuff.
They're giving away like a giant roll of newsprint, aren't they? You get to carry it home in your truck. Yeah.
Yes, Scott, that's it.
That'll be fun, exactly.
How did you know?
Yeah. But they've got new owners, too. They've got they got a bright future. Things are really happening down there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So definitely, if you've never been to one of those before, this would be a great one to come check out. All right, our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon is Wednesday, August 22nd from 11:45 to 1 at the Hilton. $25 per person or $250 for a table. Still plenty of tickets left for that, so give us a call at 260-5200 for tickets, and we can get you set up. Our next Lunch and Learn, Monday, August 27th. This one is sponsored by Six Shooter Marketing. And as always, it's at our Chamber office on East 29th Street. It's from 11:45 to 1, so it's a lunch thing, so you can break away from work for a little bit. And these events are free as well. So if you'd like to attend, you can get more information on our website, bcschamber.org, or 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. 822, News Talk 1620.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The market will try to continue its winning ways. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Investors are still betting the European Central Bank will act soon to deal with the debt crisis in the Eurozone, and the futures are higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. And the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston tells the Wall Street Journal the Fed should expand its bond buying program. Eric Rosengren says the program should continue for as long as it takes until the U.S. economy is healthier. Business held steady last week for the nation's big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were unchanged. Home Depot is making an acquisition. The home improvement chain agreed to buy U.S. Home Systems, which makes products for the home. And if you fly on American Airlines, you'll be able to skip the baggage lines if you're willing to pay extra. American is starting a new service this week. It will deliver your bags to an address at your destination within a few hours of your arrival. Delivery costs from $30 to $50. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
German scientists recently created the world's lightest material. It's called aerographite, and it's made from extremely tiny, hollow carbon tubes. It's 75 times lighter than styrofoam, and 4 times lighter than the previous record holder. Kiel University material scientist Rainer Adelung says the material's also extremely resilient and about as black as you can get.
This is due to the internal structure. Aerographite is absorbing all the light, no matter from which direction you go.
These properties could make it useful in electronics. For instance, it can conduct electricity with very little electrolyte, which is a major contributor to battery weight. Its pitch blackness could also help protect semiconductors and other materials from damaging light rays, especially in spacecraft, which are subjected to intense radiation. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Texas Truck Wreckage. You know, you got a new truck, got a new SUV, something like that. You want to keep it looking good. The folks at Texas Truck Wreckage can help you with that. You know, last truck I got, the first thing I did, stop by there to get a bed liner. Now they'll do spray-in bed liners. They do drop-in bed liners as well. Also got side steps, makes it easier to get up in the cab of the truck. If you have a diesel, they have diesel chips that'll make your engine run more efficiently. Now, if it's a working truck or a working SUV, then you want to kind of protect it if you're going to have to be out in the field a lot. They've got grill guards, their headache racks, toolboxes that can fit in the outside. And those will help dress up the outside of your truck and keep it looking good, or SUV and keep it looking good. And then, of course, on the inside, you can get custom mats and all sorts of steering wheel covers or seat covers. Just make it your truck. Personalize it and make it your own. And, by the way, don't forget, inside Texas Truck Riggins, they've got that boutique right there. So if you want to get something for the lady in your life, they have shoes, they have purses, they have different types of gifts. You can get a gift card from there if you want to. Or, again, maybe she'd like to have something for her SUV or truck. All that can be yours right there, one stop. You stop in and see them at Texas Truck Riggins, and you'll understand why they've won best in the Brazos for about 8 years running. They're on South College across from the lake. It's Texas Truck Riggins.
Bravo, Brazos Valley, and from time to time, we talk about some of the events that are coming up in the Brazos Valley that you need to know a little bit more about, like coming up today and on Thursday at 5:30 at the Lincoln Center in College Station. This is Smart Money. That's what it is, and it is free financial education series where participants are going to learn about money management, saving for assets, avoiding debt and fees, improving credit score, that kind of stuff. Smart Money is presented by the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency, Prairie View A&M University's Cooperative Extension Program, and the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, that will be today and Thursday at 5:30 at the Lincoln Center. That's on Eleanor Street in College Station. Patriotism Through Preparedness Day Camp. That'll be coming up on Thursday. It's two sessions from 9 to 11 and again from 2 to 4 in Navasota at the Navasota Center on Stadium Drive, Twin City Mission Star Program, Texas AgriLife Extension, City of Navasota, and Lee Tabernacle Methodist Church. Sponsors 2 hours filled with learning, games, snacks for school-age kids 3rd through 12th grade. Students will explore the action-packed Patriotism Through Preparedness curriculum, and all participants are eligible to receive school supplies at no cost. For more information on that, you can call Belinda at 979-229-5723 or Flora at 936-825-0497. Patriotism Through Preparedness Day Camp. That'll be on Thursday, 9 to 11 and 2 to 4. On August the 10th, that'll be Friday, the free senior bingo event in Navasota. Games and prizes are supplied for that. That'll be at the Navasota Center. On Saturday, 2012 Blues Capital of Texas 5K and 1 Mile Fun Run. That'll be in Navasota at August Horse Park. The cost of that is $25. And put this on your calendar. It's Family Game Night, August the 17th from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. It'll be at the A&M Church of Christ on Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. And that's a look at a few of the things that are going on here in the next week or so in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Thank you, Brazos Valley families, for voting UPA's Dr. Terry Tomlin Favorite Pediatrician in this year's Eagle Reader's Choice Awards. Like all the specialists at UPA, Dr. Tomlin is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This means the award-winning physicians of UPA have met rigorous standards for continuing medical education and have made a lifelong commitment to the health and well-being of our most precious resource. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
WTAW News time is 8:30, 85 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the upper 90s with a slight chance of showers. And the news brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for 5 generations, online at callawayjones.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A medical helicopter taking a patient from Bryan to San Antonio before sunrise Sunday morning ended with an emergency landing on 3 mattresses. Brad Deitzer with PHI, the company providing the service for St. Joseph, says a skid was knocked off after the helicopter apparently hit a radio antenna.
PHI Air Medical will work with proper authorities to understand the cause and further details. We continue to learn about the facts and will share any appropriate information as it becomes available. Most of all, we remain incredibly grateful to the ground and air crews whose actions in a difficult situation allowed for a really good outcome.
After the helicopter landed in the grass at San Antonio International Airport, the unidentified patient was taken by ground ambulance to their original destination. Thursday's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to proceed with where to build a more than $4 million hike and bike trail.
The council could end 4 months of debate by members of the divided Spring Brook Homeowners Association. Staff is recommending one of 3 segments of the Lick Creek Trail to be located along streets in that HOA. That's the desired route of homeowners whose backyards are along the creek, and where a majority of HOA members wanted the trail. The council has not been approached by any opponents to the 2 remaining legs of what's officially titled the Greenway Trail. A map of the proposed route can be seen on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today is chopping day for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Director Teresa Mangapora says volunteers are needed at Epicure's Catering to help prepare for tomorrow's Feast of Caring fundraiser.
They're looking for volunteers to come in as early as 10, stay as long as they can or as little as they can, and I believe that they'll have people coming in and out helping throughout the entire day. Just come on in and say you heard about it from the radio and that volunteers were needed. You wanted to help the food bank out, get ready for Feast of Caring.
The 19th annual fundraiser to help pay operating costs is tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center. University of Texas has responded to a lawsuit over its admissions policy filed by a woman who claims she was denied acceptance because she's white.
UT has filed its brief with the U.S. Supreme Court claiming that while race does play a part in admission, many other factors such as language, family, and socioeconomic background do as well. UT President Bill Power says their admissions policy closely follows the standards set forth by the Supreme Court in 2003.
This policy allows us to gain the benefits of a diverse student body to benefit our students and the state of Texas.
The case is set for argument on October 10th. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
A Texas woman who was found not guilty by reason of insanity after cutting off her baby's arms has been working at a Walmart store outside Dallas. Dina Schlosser now goes by the last name Leitner. She made national headlines in 2004 after her 10-month-old daughter's death. She told psychiatrists God told her to do it. She was committed to a state mental hospital, released in 2008, but then recommitted in 2010. A Walmart spokesman says Schlosser was fired Monday from the Terrell store after the story came out on a Dallas TV station. WTAW News Time coming up on 8:34. It's 85 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At your time of loss, trust the caring staff at Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory to serve your family with compassion and sensitivity to meet your individual needs. Because friends and family members may be spread across the country or overseas, Callaway Jones now offers funeral webcasting. These webcasts provide families with an affordable and long-lasting keepsake and allow guests to share in the celebration of life, even when travel is an impossibility. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Thank you, Brazos Valley families, for voting UPA's Dr. Terry Tomlin Favorite Pediatrician in this year's Eagle Reader's Choice Awards. Like all the specialists at UPA, Dr. Tomlin is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This means the award-winning physicians of UPA have met rigorous standards for continuing medical education and have made a lifelong commitment to the health and well-being of our most precious resource. To learn more, click on UPADocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, it's 8:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Here's the weather.
The heat continues across the region. Partial sunshine for today, but again, there's some patchy cloudiness, which gives me some hope of at least isolated thunderstorms to cool a few spots off this afternoon, a high of 80. Becoming clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows down to about 75 to 80. Tomorrow should be partly to mostly sunny and hot near 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Thursday, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Can we go back and listen to that again?
What, that commercial?
The weather?
The
yeah,
weather?
I want to say that he said a high of 80.
He continues across the region. Partial sunshine for today, but again, there's some patchy cloudiness, which gives me some hope of at least isolated thunderstorms to cool a few spots off this afternoon, a high of 80.
He sure did.
High of 80.
That's not even...
Can that be right?
No.
No.
No, it's an epic fail of a weather forecast, yeah, actually. Yeah. So.
But again,
maybe
as we have said many times, if we had the accuracy in our... I mean, bank tellers and weather people are on opposite sides of the accuracy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Bank teller misses by a cent. You think they're trying to cheat you.
Uh-huh.
This guy goes, eh, well,
yeah,
could be.
High of 80.
20% chance of something.
He was doing the Fargo weather.
I guess. I don't know any place in America. U.S. America was going to be. I say U.S. America, so you'll know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, because we want to make sure you're not talking about Canada, because I could see Canada having.
The reason is because of Miss South Carolina.
Miss Teen,
South Carolina.
Yes, yeah, don't confuse that.
Do you know the story of Miss Teen South Carolina?
I'm not sure I want to know the story of Miss Teen South Carolina.
It's okay. You can, in fact, just kind of almost type in Miss Teen, and Miss Teen South Carolina comes up. Listen carefully to Miss Teen South Carolina.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
That was in 2000.
She was probably just nervous.
Or stupid.
Or both.
I'm going to go with nervous.
Okay. Well, anyway, okay, we're going to bring you up here. We're going to ask you a question. Oh, my God! Anyway, she said U.S. America, so we always feel like it's important to...
Okay, just that's part of the infomaniac culture.
That's it, right.
Rich cultural heritage.
I think those are three words that have never been put together to describe this show.
No, not at all. Okay, so, of course, as the Olympics hold our world's attention, and, of course, we're all watching tonight when...
Are we going to be at your house again?
Yeah, right, absolutely. What time does it start?
I don't know.
6:37, sure, something like that. Right.
Yeah. Bring the popcorn and we'll have a great time.
I'll bring the fondue.
Yeah, oh, good. Are we doing fondue tonight? That's great.
I thought you were going to make taco salad,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen, okay? We're going to watch all these people doing all this stuff, and some of us will decide that we need to begin exercising, okay?
Why? Because...
That happens every time I watch Chariots of Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, as we watch, for instance, like the soccer team or whatever, these guys are worn out. They need to rehydrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it with water or a sports drink? Recent headlines from BMJ, which is formerly the British Medical Journal, argue that sports drinks are not the golden ticket to hydration. The majority of studies that sports drink brands have undertaken involved testing on high-level athletes who have nutritional needs that are different than the commoner, okay? Mm-hmm. Just us. One of the studies conducted by the BMJ showed that not all of the claims about sports drinks could be backed up with concrete data. The health claims are subject to very stringent reviews. So once they looked at it, they saw that, you know, there's a lot of sugar and therefore calories that you really don't need because they don't hydrate you.
Don't they have electrolytes or something like that?
Yeah, but again, are you an Olympic athlete? No. Well. Most people aren't, so they shouldn't be drinking sports drinks. You drink sports drinks.
I prefer juice or water.
Oh, okay. See, water works. Water's pretty good. That's. Do you have anything interesting over there?
What? Oh, and my stack of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I threw some stuff over there. Said, "Yeah, see if you can find something."
Later on, you're probably gonna have to talk.
Yeah, just throw in the water.
I do like this. There's a print off about some different things you can do with watermelon.
Ooh. Oh yeah!
All right.
What? Oh,
little going away gift.
Oh, what?
Is it 9 o'clock yet?
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Kat, you're working with a person, not me, that hates watermelon.
Oh no.
Yes. He
does. I loathe it.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Chase.
Chase hates watermelon.
And cottage cheese.
That's right.
I remember from yesterday when we were talking about that tongue
burrito.
Oh,
you weren't quickly, young grasshopper. Yeah.
Well, I like watermelon.
I like watermelon.
So do I.
Scott likes watermelon. Most of the free world likes watermelon.
So tell us about watermelon.
Well, you don't have it on the sheet of paper, but it originated in Africa. They grow in sandy, loamish soil, and my mom's watermelon just got ripe. So we've been eating lots of watermelon at our house.
So how many melons do you have?
I don't know.
You all have a watermelon patch, do you?
Well, there's a whole field. There's a guy who works for my dad that has a big field of watermelons. So we took some of them, but they're just... I don't know how many watermelons that is.
Uh-huh.
I don't go out and count them. That's not what I do with my free time.
You don't take them like...
She's not a watermelon census taker.
You don't like put them in a truck and back them up to the highway and put a sign out?
No.
Yeah, I mean, like a half a mile out.
A misspelled sign.
You could always do that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, watermelon, half mile, quarter mile.
W-A-T-A-R.
Yeah, yeah. You're almost there. Yeah.
Anyway. Actually, what you do is you probably get sued, but you do W-H-A-T-A-melon.
Oh, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah, watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Huh.
Pretty clever.
Well,
all right,
okay.
I'm good
anyway.
For about one a year.
Well, anyway, this was saying you could pair watermelon with white meat or fish, and that it's good in a creamy chicken salad or on your favorite toss salad. But what I don't see on this list, oh, and everybody knows about watermelon salsa. I'm sure we've all heard of it.
Huh?
Watermelon
salsa. What do they not make salsa out of?
I don't know, like on mango chutneys and all this weird stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right, okay.
I had a good friend named Mango Chutney in high school.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, almost did it with a straight face.
Where did you go to high school, Chase?
I'm from Clarksville, so
He had a friend he went to school with named Cotton Weeder.
That's right.
Yeah, Cotton Weeder. Yeah. You'll have to learn about Cotton Weeder.
That's okay. We can skip that conversation. Anyway, moving on.
We need the full indoctrination.
Go ahead. It's also part of the rich heritage, but cultural heritage.
That's right, which is going down the tubes.
Yeah, with every passing moment.
Something I've never seen in America. I'm sure they do it. But when I was in India, I had watermelon juice for breakfast every day.
And oh, yeah.
It was
so
good.
That's around, yeah.
But it was, like, foamy on top, and I don't know if they... I tried to reproduce it here, and it just didn't work out.
How'd that sound, Chase?
You won't make Chase Upchuck back here.
Watermelon juice for breakfast.
Oh, so did he say watermelon juice?
Well, look.
I'd eat it every day with a bread omelet. That's what I would eat for breakfast.
The day would get nothing but better for you, right?
True.
A bread omelet.
Yeah. It's
called, is that like bread pudding?
No, it's called bread omelet, but it was just like really thin. Like if you had made a really thin omelet and cut it up and then put it between like three stacked pieces of very thin toast. Right. It was really nice.
Oh, it's their version of an Egg McMuffin.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Couldn't put a beef patty on there, could you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. So those are our watermelon facts for today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, wait. Let's see. Oh, you can grill it. No, I have never heard of doing that.
Grilled watermelon?
Yeah,
wouldn't it just disintegrate?
I would think so, but this says if you cut it into really thick slices and trim off the rind, brush it with olive oil, and season it with salt and pepper, you grill it about 3 minutes on each side until you can see the marks, and then eat it with balsamic vinegar.
You know what I'd much rather grill? A steak!
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Mattress Sleep Centers. You always feel better after a good night's sleep, so make sure you get one by shopping Mattress Sleep Centers in College Station. Mattress Sleep Centers is a locally owned family business that features the largest selection of mattresses and brands in the Brazos Valley, with over 60 beds on display. No one will beat our prices, customer service, overall shopping experience, and with same-day delivery. Put your good night's sleep in the hands of the sleep experts at Mattress Sleep Centers on Harvey Road near the entrance to Post Oak Mall. Mattress Sleep Centers.
Hey, you know, it's summertime. Keeping the old lawn healthy, keeping it green, keeping it alive sometimes is a full-time job. Let the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services help you. First of all, to get your lawn into shape can't be done overnight. It takes a while to get that done because obviously you got a root system where the nutrients have to get through. You need to break up the soil so they can be aerated so that the nutrients that you want to put on there can work their way down in. Now, let's say that you've done all that. You've got a sprinkler system and something's not working right. Timer's messed up. There's a sprinkler head or two or maybe more that's kind of not sprinkling like it should, maybe not at all, or it's watering the sidewalk rather than the grass. Well, you can call Bobby Jenkins and the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They'll come out, and they will repair that system, and they'll keep it going for you so that it's doing like it should. Obviously, you got a system for convenience. You got a system to help make sure your lawn survives. If it's messing up, not doing anybody any good. 361-0500 is the number to call, and ABC will dispatch some folks out to take care of those broken sprinkler water heads. Or, again, they can help you as far as making sure that your lawn looks good first, even before the sprinkler takes over. So give them a call at 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services Specialists for your environment.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Kat, we've had this discussion before. There's an age differential, obviously, that Tom and I are in closer in same age than Chase is. And so as a result, our view of NASA is completely different.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so we remember those days when the first ships took off and they'd wheel this thing called a television actually into the classroom so we could watch,
right,
which was really a big deal back then.
Right.
Chase talked about the relevance of it. So now with this Mars thing yesterday, I mean, have you been a NASA fan or have you cared about that? Is that anything in your world?
I've considered applying at NASA before. Yeah. I'm kind of a dork when it comes to NASA stuff.
Oh, okay.
And my brother is really into, he has this really fancy telescope, and so he loves studying the night sky. So I've just always really loved outer space.
Yeah,
and
all that stuff.
I like going to NASA. I like eating the ice cream that's hard as a brick and riding
that's
around.
That's really expensive.
Hot little train. Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh.
I love it.
But this thing yesterday, I mean, this is pretty amazing.
It really is. It's just the way it got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just dropping it.
Yeah.
Greyhound.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why it took so long.
But the fact that they were able to use the camera on another satellite to show this thing landing on Mars
is
pretty remarkable. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff to do that. And it landed, what, in a 4x12 mile area right there.
Something like that. And it has a drill on it that will go through concrete. I mean, it's strong enough to go through concrete.
Oh.
So they're figuring it's strong enough to go through the surface of Mars.
We're going to have a swimming pool up there before you know it.
That's right. Yeah, there's some foundation issues on Mars.
Yeah.
Foundation. And I understand that in a couple of days we're going to get some high definition pictures from Mars.
It's exciting.
Reason to go out and buy a high definition radio. TV.
So in other words, you will be able to get high definition pictures from Mars.
Pretty amazing.
That we'll be able to see. And yet we have an EAS announcement that sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This is an emergency.
You're Tom Sports this morning. Technology lands in the strangest places.
It really does.
But apparently this has made...
Hey, you're going to record the emergency message. Now stick your head in this coffee can so we can get really good sound.
Sound good. And yell. Be sure and yell into the coffee can.
We're going to record you on this Fisher-Price microphone that I stole from my infant son.
But now this has made kind of an internet star out of this guy named Bobek Ferdowski, who is NASA's activity lead.
I love that movie, The Big Ferdowski.
Yeah, that was the one. He gets a new hairdo for every mission. And it was kind of fun because, you know, yesterday, if you looked at it, it's nothing but a bunch of geeks high-fiving each other, you know, in the mission control.
Yeah, get excited, though, didn't they?
Well, again.
They're hugging.
Just all that stuff. Yeah. But anyway, the guy who had whatever that kind of what did you call it, a frohawk?
Fauxhawk.
Fauxhawk, yeah, okay. That's Bobek Ferdowski. And so as a result now...
I just tried to Google Bobek Ferdowski, and I got a did you mean Bob Fritzky? I'm waiting on Bill Bratsky, the old Saturday Night Live skit.
Ferdowsi. That's the problem.
Well, no wonder. Imagine that. You were pronouncing it wrong.
Ferdowsi.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there he is, right there. I mean, so.
Oh, okay. Boy, that is a faux hawk. That's a full blown mohawk.
Is it?
That
okay. Is. So anyway, so you got that going on. So now he's a star along with the Curiosity rover. So I guess he'll probably be on the Today Show tomorrow morning or something, so we could talk about that.
Yeah, there's an article in a London newspaper, NASA's Brightest Star, how a technician's haircut threatened to overshadow the whole Mars Curiosity rover landing.
He'll be called in today. Yeah.
Yes.
CMEO.
Yeah, he'll show up with a functional haircut next time.
Yes, he will. This is foolish. We don't need to be having this.
Yeah, he's sweating bullets.
Ooh, I saved this for as long as I possibly could.
Today, let her go.
Today, the cameras get fired up on a new season of Arrested Development.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, you all like that.
With all the stars expected to return. That'll be Jason Bateman, Jeffrey Tambor, Portilla De Rossi. Is that
Portia De Rossi.
Portia. Yeah, her too.
There's not even an L in there.
That's right. Okay. David Cross.
You're seeing things now.
Yeah, David Cross, who I think is my favorite.
How are you going to be able to talk without Chase? I don't understand.
Jessica Walter, Will Arnett, and, of course, the annoying Michael Cera.
Do I need to start watching that?
Yeah, you really ought to. Yeah. It's not bad television. Good. Hello.
Hey, do you think Sheila Jackson Lee will ask him again to see if the rover can get a picture of the flag that Armstrong planted?
Yeah, I agree on Mars. On Mars, yeah. It's pretty close. There's one of those up there. Anyway, no, they're doing this entire series. They're going to do 10 shows, and they're going to be shown on Netflix, and Netflix only, apparently, beginning sometime next year. And if that works, then there's an option for 10 more. But go back and IFC, who shows it? I think it's IFC.
But it's also on Netflix too.
Is it okay? Yeah, it's out there and available.
Are Ron Howard and Brian Grazer still doing it?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they are.
It should be fine.
Got the brain power behind it. All right, it's 7 till.
Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
That's 268-1407 for Arentz Family Dentistry today.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevCheck's have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. An Oregon woman has been seen swimming in public pools, dressed as a mermaid.
Ooh.
Said she's living out a childhood fantasy.
What is that?
Well, there's stuff going on out
what
there.
What is that?
Well, Louie's here.
It's a rumble, rumble, rumble.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, can he wait 4 minutes?
No.
Not like anybody's listening to his shows over there. Anyway. Well, what? 56-year-old Pauline Long said she wanted to be a mermaid as a child and decided to spend this summer swimming in Portland, Oregon pools wearing her homemade mermaid outfit.
I bet a conversation with her would just be pure entertainment.
Yeah. Now, y'all just don't understand the desire to be a mermaid.
Is it?
For a 56-year-old woman, I don't.
No. Are we sharing a room? Am I sharing a room with someone who wants to be a mermaid?
I don't know. Do you, Scott?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Is she?
Ooh. Very nice. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. She said that she isn't a real mermaid. Really? Yeah, okay. But her 6-year-old self would be proud.
That's, again, 56-year-old Pauline Long, who lives rightfully in Portland.
Whatever floats your boat, Grandma.
That's right.
Hey, Thursday's Green Bay San Diego exhibition footy ball game will attract more attention than your typical NFL preseason affair.
Why?
I mean, we'll be talking it up big, as you know.
Yeah, sure. Cause
Well, because no one covers preseason NFL like WTAW.
That's right.
Shannon Easton will become the first woman to officiate an NFL game as part of the replacement crew working the game.
Why are you guys laughing?
Tom and I were talking.
Yeah,
about
we were
this
talking
in the hall.
We were. Yeah, and it's conversations that's got to stay in the hall.
Replacement crews are scheduled to work this week's preseason games after the NFL locked out the regular officials in June as part of the negotiations and a collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
Easton's officiating resume includes working as a referee in the powerful Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really surprising is she's that's an FCS conference.
Which is
the old Division I AA.
Right, right.
And it'd basically be like, and it's, you know, no offense if there are any Southland officials, but it'd be like pulling somebody out of the Southland Conference, and that just seems like a quantum leap in terms of jumping from that level to suddenly really the biggest stage in professional sports.
Once again, that speed will get to you. You'll see how that works.
I think she'll do just fine.
I'm sure. Police in Lexington, Kentucky arrested 29-year-old Crystal Little on Saturday.
Why?
Following a local bank robbery.
Yeah.
Is not her first rodeo, boys. I'm just saying she was also charged with three other robberies at different banks dating back to 2010, police said in all four cases. She wore a pink knit cap, sunglasses, surgical mask. Here's your bonus. Crystal is a support associate for the Office of Research Integrity.
Oh, my.
Well.
But she's a bank robber.
What, at the University of Kentucky?
Or, I don't know.
Because it's in Lexington.
They're in Lexington, yeah. No. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
What are we getting into with that SEC?
SEC, the kind of people. George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart. He's on that decoration, as a matter of fact.
That would be why his picture's on there.
That's right. 1782.
Yeah, I'm going to put me on it,
he said. That's right.
Yeah, really.
Who should we put? I think I'd be good.
I think it was my idea, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And strangely enough, 1959, the U.S. America launched the Explorer 6, which sent back a picture of the Earth. A picture of the Earth.
Wow.
From way out in space, as in 1959. And in 1990, George H.W. Bush ordered U.S. troops and warplanes into Saudi Arabia to guard the Desert Kingdom against a possible invasion from Iraq. All right, you got a minute.
The Today Show can thank the Olympics for a big boost. Nielsen ratings show the NBC Morning Show topped ABC.